Griffin, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
The U.S. strikes in Somalia.
We may have scored a victory against terrorism.
Anti-insurgent fight in Baghdad. Acting on the 9/11 recommendations.
It is an urgent priority to enact the legislation.
The Gators own college football.
The spirit's crazy! I'm just so excited!
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, the U.S. is taking the anti-terrorist fight to the Horn of Africa, launching a series of airstrikes aimed at suspected al-Qaeda members. CBS News correspondent David Martin says U.S. warplanes have struck outside the capital of Mogadishu.
The targets included the senior al-Qaeda leader in East Africa and an al-Qaeda operative wanted for his involvement in the 1998 bombings of two American embassies in Africa. And sources say a lot of bodies were seen on the ground after the strike. But there is, as yet, no confirmation of the identities.
And in another move, the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower is en route to join three other ships in the region. U.S. and Iraqi troops are fighting a pitched battle in the streets of Baghdad. CBS's Cammie McCormick is there.
Warplanes were circling overhead after hours of tank, mortar, and small arms fire. Iraqi police say it began when Iraqi forces were attacked by insurgents. Then U.S. troops and aircraft were called in to assist. This area north of the Green Zone is a stronghold of insurgents within the capital. Just last weekend, Prime Minister Maliki announced a security clampdown here, with Iraqi forces leading the way.
As President Bush prepares to lay out his new Iraq blueprint, Deputy Director of Surveys Sarah Dutton says the latest CBS News poll shows little support for one expected feature of the president's plan.
55% of Americans don't think that a short-term troop increase in order to stabilize Baghdad will actually stabilize the capital city. 35% think it would.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. The president's well aware of the anxiety about a war that's taken more than 3,000 U.S. lives.
He does understand that it is important to get the public on board.
Spokesman Tony Snow on the stakes for tomorrow night's presidential speech. Mr. Bush also has a sales job with his own party. Oregon Senator Gordon Smith is among Republicans opposed to a troop increase.
It is my earnest hope that for the sake of our country and our troops, that I am wrong and the president is right.
Along with sending up to 20,000 more troops, Mr. Bush will also call for more economic aid for Iraq, Nick.
Well, Capitol Hill Democrats today will be launching their much-ballyhooed 100 hours in which they vow to pass key legislation. First, says CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss, the House is okaying all the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission.
Members of the 9/11 Commission have long been frustrated that only about half their recommendations have been adopted. Those missed include streamlining congressional oversight of intelligence, spending Homeland Security money where it's needed most rather than spreading it around the states, and requiring all air cargo be checked. Commission member Tim Romer is glad the House is finally adopting them.
A vital step for 9/11 reform, a giant leap for national security safety for America.
After House passage, this still must go to the Senate, and then Congress has to find the money to pay for all this new security. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Well, the real estate is pricey in Malibu, California, and is under threat this morning from a fast-moving wildfire fanned by Santa Ana winds.
It was an inferno, absolute inferno, just a wall of black. It was very scary, lots of fire and smoke.
One person's been treated for smoke inhalation, four mansions by the sea been destroyed, for others badly damaged. Where California leads, the rest of the nation often follows. Will it be the case with a sweeping new plan from Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to make sure all the state's 6.5 million uninsured residents have medical coverage?
We want to make health care more affordable, more accessible, more equitable for everybody. That is the bottom line.
Under his plan, insurers would not be allowed to deny coverage to anyone because of existing medical problems. Some drug studies may be suspect because the research is bankrolled by pharmaceutical companies. Could the same be true of scientific research on beverages? Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
Probably shouldn't surprise us, Nick. Children's Hospital of Boston says when a research study is funded by the food industry, the results are much more likely to be favorable to the companies that make the stuff they're researching. Soft drinks, juices, even milk. Studies are 4 to 8 times more likely to yield positive results when money for the study comes from corporate sponsorship.
It's 4 past the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Governor-elect Bill Ritter begins his day with a mass at Holy Ghost Church this morning. He'll then make his way to the west steps of the Capitol, where he will be sworn in as governor about noon today, followed by the inaugural address. We will be carrying that live right here on AM 760. Today marks the first time Democrats have held both sides of the Capitol as well as the governor's office since 1962. The new session at the state capitol won't begin until Thursday, but already there's talk about legislation, that is, Attorney General John Southers announcing a bill to target mortgage fraud, and it targets one area in particular.
And in all the schemes that we've seen, appraisal fraud has been an instrumental part of it.
The bill will be sponsored on the Hill by Democrat Senator Jennifer Viega. In addition to boosting the punishments for someone who knowingly submits a false appraisal, it also exposes that individual to civil liabilities. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And good morning. Thanks, Corey. Busy already with a lot of traffic on the highways. We look great compared to yesterday, though. Winds back to normal across the metro area. No major closures or problems. They have one wreck off the highway Havana at Alameda. The Boulder Turnpike is open and clear in both directions. Just be careful of those high winds that will continue into Adams County today along I-70 from Lyman to Byers. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
The Osgood File, January 9th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning and buenos dias, Colorado. This is Mario Solis Marich sitting in for Jay Marvin. Don't worry, he's coming back soon. He will be back. I have the privilege of sitting in for him again today. So we'll spend the morning together. So grab some coffee, man. We got lots of stuff on the news. At last, I did the egg. And good morning, John Turk.
Morning, Mario. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I mean, a lot more to talk about this week than last week. I did this last week, and there was hardly any news at all going on.
Yeah, it's rough after the holidays, so
after
people
the holidays,
are back in the swing of things. News cycles are heavy, so, there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, at least now all the criminals are active again. I guess the criminals, there's not a lot of news during the holidays. Then the criminals take the holiday off, too, like everybody else. So the criminals took their holidays off, and so did the Republicans. But now everybody's back in full force, or I should say the criminal Republicans. Everybody's back in full force, and so we got tons of news to talk about. We got some good news for the people of Colorado. Bill Ritter's going to be sworn in sometime today, but that happens about 11 or something. Is that right, John?
That's correct.
Yeah, so I'll be asleep. I'm going to take a nap, man. I'll tell you, I love the mornings. I love the mornings, but this is early, you know, for me, because as you know, I have to get here a couple, like you did, you know. We don't just walk in the door and start talking. I've been here for a while. But, it's like I love the mornings, so I can't wait till it gets here. So I will be taking a nap. Not only that, but I'm a little sore. I'm a little sore this morning because I started working out again. And so for the last few days, I've been out there. I need to lose about 30 pounds, somewhere between 25 and 30. And I know what you're thinking. It is not a New Year's resolution. I deliberately, John, did you do a New Year's resolution this year?
No, I haven't done anything like the last several.
Very good. My New Year's resolution this year was not to have a New Year's resolution because I could never keep it. And then it becomes counterproductive. And so what I did is I fooled myself. I started in October. In October, I said, you know what? After the holidays, I really need to work out and drop this weight. It's embarrassing to tell you this. I'm going to tell you something. One of my hobbies, I don't know if it's a hobby, I don't think it's a legit hobby, but one of my vices, my biggest vice is going out to a nice dinner with friends. I mean, I just love that, you know, and then having cocktails or beers or whatever, having a nice big old steak or carnitas platter, something like that, right? And I just love that. I love sitting around with friends and eating, but it just, you know, it catches up with you after you do that for a few years and not work out. Imagine that. So I'm a little sore this morning, but I am fully here for you. First of all, we're going to talk a little bit about your new governor getting sworn in. We have this high school, what was he, a football coach or something? That in Colorado Springs that was actually punching the high school players in the groin and making them do all kinds of bizarre things. Apparently, we'll talk about the story in a second. Actually, took the school a year to catch up with them. We have somebody from Media Matters coming in today to talk about all the right-wing media attack continues. This is what's amazing to me. And this is something that progressives can't forget. We have the House and we have the Senate, and it's a huge step forward, obviously, because now the people are back in charge, have taken back control of the House and the Senate. I mean, it's been under corporate control for 12 years now. And so it's huge. But the battle for the mind of America, for the heart and soul of America, continues. And the right wing owns, like, all the media outlets. It is, you know, I mean, I was all of them. Okay, this is an exaggeration, but really has this huge media operation going on, and that has not stopped. And I remember just, you know, a couple months ago, before the election, talking about with some friends who are Republicans. Yes, I have Republican friends, and talking. Of course, I love to mess with their heads about Fox and everything. And they said, well, the reason Fox always has Republicans on is because the Republicans are in charge. And so, of course, you want to interview the, you know, committee chair, and since all the committee chairs of whatever committee are Republican, because Republicans are in charge, that's who you get, because you always want people that have top billing when you're doing a show like that. Well, we've been into, I don't know, since November, it was clear that the Democrats were going to be in charge, obviously, because they won the election. And then, since Pelosi got sworn in and Harry Reid got sworn in, I haven't seen any change in the lineup at Fox. I haven't seen it. You know, they're still interviewing Republicans, even though they're committee chairs. So I have to check in with my buds to see what new excuse they could come up. I know what they're going to say. Well, the minority needs a voice. The minority party needs a voice. And that's what that's about. So, but we'll have somebody on from Media Matters to talk about what's going on in the right-wing media. And then, and by the way, we're going to talk about the immigration issue today. Senator Reid did an interview with NuestraVoice.com, and that's up right now at NuestraVoice.com. His first on immigration. So we'll definitely talk about that. Then a whole bunch of other stuff. This is Mario Solis Merch. I'm sitting in for Jay Marr.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print, instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
Area. We did have one wreck off the highway at Havana and Alameda. The Boulder Turnpike is open and clear in both directions between Boulder and Denver, and we're looking good as well on Highway 93, again, which has been reopened. Weather today, patchy morning fog, then afternoon sunshine, a high of 44. Tonight, clear skies, light winds, 23. Currently, patches of fog and 24. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for a job? Don't miss one of the largest employment sections of the year, Sunday, January 14th. The Super Sunday Jobs Classifieds in this Sunday's Denver Post. Put the power of the newspaper's Jobs Classifieds to work for you. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power tools.
With the recent storms, are you thinking that your furnace might not be up to shape? You're not alone. Many found their heating system wasn't ready for another winter. This is Jack of Jack Micey Heating and Cooling, an authorized American Standard heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality dealer. Don't wait until the next storm comes to find yourself and your loved ones in the cold. Call me today and I'll help you find the American Standard heating and indoor air quality system for your needs at the right price. 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough. It's time to fight back. Call now for free information that'll arm you with the secrets to fighting back. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now for free information that exposes the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you.
But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Marich sitting in for Jay Marvin. It's 20 minutes after the hour on AM 760. This story is just amazing to me. Colorado Springs. Check this out. A basketball, if you haven't heard about this yet, a basketball coach at Monument Charter School. I guess that's in Colorado Springs, right? His name is Gregory Lynn Burr, 28 years old, has been, he's been basically abusing, his players. He did things like he would punch them in the groin. He would, and apparently the punches were hard. One of the students said that the assaults were the kind of hits that made you lay down where you couldn't move, and it took you a while before you could get up, if you could imagine that. I've had some mean teachers, but this is ridiculous. What was it you were telling me about this guy would say, John? What was the game he was playing with these guys?
Well, he would ask... What? And I shouldn't laugh about this. You would ask the kids what the capital of Thailand was.
Uh-huh.
And they would reply, which we all know what the capital of Thailand is, Bangkok, and then he would punch them in the groin.
I don't mean to laugh either. Yeah, that's ridiculous. At first, I didn't get that. See, I didn't get that part.
Like,
because when the news story that I read, it said he would ask them what the capital of Thailand was, and they would respond, and he would punch them. And I was thinking, okay, you know, I didn't, like, put it all together, but I guess the capital of Thailand is Bangkok. So, boom. So they would, you know, they'd hit the ground. But what's amazing to me about this is that it took, he did this for a year. He did this type of stuff for a year. And this could really traumatize a kid. Can you imagine being in geography class and the teacher asks you, what's the capital of, you know, Thailand? And you go, ah! You know, all the guys go running out of the room. Unbelievable. And the other thing is that he would you know, douse them with water and then drive them around with the windows down, you know, when it was cold outside. So this guy is really a piece of work, but what's just amazing to me is how much these kids put up with. Apparently check this out. This guy is 6'6". And weighs 245 pounds. And you got kids rolling around on the ground at their high school, at this charter school. And, you know, no one's asking any questions. And apparently one of these kids finally had to go to the hospital, had to have surgery for damage to his genitals. And all the guys that are listening to this in their car right now just, like, had to pull over, right? You know, just cringed, had major retraction. But this is just, it's unbelievable that this guy got away with it for even this long. They put him on a $10,000 bond. Gee, man, hey, I think they should have done better than that. Now, he was employed by and charter schools are supposed to be better than regular schools. So I don't know if this is just one weird guy, obviously. We can't blame it on the charter school or the school system at this point. I said he was a football coach. I think he was a basketball coach. So, and once again, his name is Gregory Lynn Bird, 28 years old. Now, I've had some freaking mean teachers before. Nothing like this. I think the other thing is, like, where are the parents on this? See, this is what I don't get. And I look back. You know, I look back when I see a story like this. I look back like when I was in high school or when I was in elementary school or when I was in junior high school. If anything in the slightest would go wrong, it's like my mom would show up and she would, you know, she would automatically assume that once I got in trouble in elementary school and, you know, once I got caught, right, doing something in elementary school, and, you know, I got, like, put on detention, and, like, my mom was there the next day. Like, she had no idea that, in fact, I should have been put on detention. I forget what I did, but whatever they accused me of, but they were actually correct. I basically got caught. But my mom's, you know, next morning in the principal's office, like, defending my honor, you know, and just, like, absolutely, completely on top of the situation, which is completely embarrassing. You know, I was, like, I don't know, 10 or 11, have your mom show up defending you. But I ended up, it worked. I got away with it, for crying out loud. But then later on, my dad told me he knew I did it, and I got punished. A whole other story, right, with my dad. But I don't know where these parents are. You know, your kid comes home and his voice is three octaves higher, don't you? And you ask him how class went, he's giving you a different story. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. John, did you have any mean teachers?
Not mean teachers, but they graded me improperly. It wasn't about them.
They graded you improperly. Well, how dare they? How dare they graded you improperly?
Yeah, you know, that was an A paper. Why'd I get a B? But no, I never experienced anything like that.
You had a rough, brother.
My coaches either. And I played sports in college.
What did you play?
In high school. And
what did you play?
Never had any kind of experiences quite like that.
What did you play?
I played lacrosse. I played baseball. Uh-huh. That's about it.
Yeah, I'll see. Well, I ran track, not a lot. I played some baseball, but I mostly ran track, you know, and everybody was very cool. Did not get punched around, but this is unbelievable. Once again, I hate this thing where we always blame the parents, you know, because the school obviously needs to take responsibility for their employees. The parents entrust the kids for a number of hours within the school system, whether it's a charter school or a private school or a public school or whatever, a preschool, right? But I have to tell you something. I don't know how someone could get away with this for a freaking year. And the parents don't notice until one of the kids is in the hospital. And I think that I don't even remember, like you said, you know, the harshest thing that happened to you is you got a B+, right? And I think my school was a little funky, you know, that's a whole different story. But I think there is maybe too much trust these days in the school system, when maybe, perhaps, even less is actually deserved than it was when, you know, when I was growing up. And maybe even when John was growing up. But clearly, this is a story that we're going to hear more about. Once again, a basketball coach at Monument Charter School hit players in the groin with his fist, basketballs, and tennis balls, causing one of the boys to require surgery for damage to his genitals. And the guy's name is Gregory Lynn Burr. Definitely keeping an eye on that story as it progresses. Listen, when we get back, I want to talk about Senator Reid. New Majority Leader Senator Reid did his first interview on the immigration issue. He's decided that immigration is going to be one of the top 10 priorities for the new Senate. And he did a special interview on WestraVoice.com, which you could go to and you could see the interview for yourself. I want to get your opinion about that. He said some things. He kind of gives you some clues about where the debate's going to go. Also, the stem cell research effort has received brand new energy in the House of Representatives. And later on today, we're going to have Congresswoman DeGette on to talk about the bill. You know, that's one of the promises for the Congress of the first 100 days would be to, like, you know, provide for stem cell research funding. There's a little bit of a glitch in all of this, and we'll talk about that as well. And then, of course, we're going to talk about John McCain and his recent efforts to move directly into the right. This is Mario Solis Marich sitting in for Jay Marvin. It's 29 minutes after the hour.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, not too bad a ride at all. We just have a problem up on the north end of town. Emergency pothole repair is going on along the westbound side of 270 near Vasquez. We do have a right lane block. Some folks been having trouble in that area with flat tires. So steer clear of that area if you can. We do have stop and go traffic right now from I-70 toward Vasquez. Eastbound 270, of course, loaded up right now across Commerce City as usual. And we have one collision off the highway at Havana at East Alameda. It is a collision with injuries. Weather outlook today, patchy morning fog, then afternoon sunshine, high of 44 currently. Some fog around town, 24. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for job seekers? Advertise your employment opportunity in one of our largest job sections of the year, the Super Sunday Jobs Classified.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
Put down 1,000, and they'll put down 1,000, and you've got 2,000 towards your next vehicle. Or put down 500, and they'll put down 500, and you've got 1,000 towards your next vehicle. And you talk about a selection. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the Front Range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Mario Solis Marich here. It's 32 minutes after the hour. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. Jay's coming back soon. Actually, we'll have a Jay Marvin update later on in the show. We got a bit of a surprise for you. By the way, you could give me a call if you'd like, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. And, of course, you could always email us at am760.net, am760.net. And one of the things I wanted to talk about something else as well, but I think this is a good time for this. I have to tell you, I don't know what, and I have been, because I knew I was going to do this show like yesterday, so I was going through all the archives of the Colorado papers and the blogs. And by the way, you guys got some really good, progressive blogs out there. I have to say much better than what we have here in California. You have some really, really, we have to get cranking on it over here. But that being said, one of the things that I've heard, and it seeped into the mainstream media, and then the right-wing media is starting to run with it, is this whole idea that Pelosi and Reid haven't ended the war yet. It's like, okay. It's like, oh, the war is not over yet. Oh, they're going to increase the minimum wage this week. They're going to take care of stem cell research. They did ethics reform last week, which, by the way, in the House, which is a huge deal. It was actually a huge deal what they did last week. Got very little play in the mainstream media, other than the mainstream media saying, oh, look at what they're doing. They're spending their time on ethics reform and they haven't ended the war yet. And I have to tell you, my progressive brethren and sisteren, my progressive brothers and sisters, is like they've only been in charge for a few days. You know, and clearly the Iraq War could not have been put into the first 100 legislative hours, you know, package. What Nancy Pelosi did is she said, if I become speaker during the first 100 hours, we are going to correct some things that, you know, that need to be corrected. We're going to bring back, you know, we're going to bring back the stem cell research bill, pass it and put it back on the president's desk. We're going to increase the minimum wage. We're going to start off by doing ethics reform because you got to start there. You can't really wait till later because it takes so long for the new rules to, you know, they have to be published and, you know, people have to be given notice, et cetera. So we got to do that first. So that's got to be part of the first 100 hours because, you know, lobbyists will try to gum up all the works. So let's take the fangs out of them first off. Then we'll get into this raising the minimum wage because America needs a raise, stem cell research, you know, and she has a number of things, including the 9/11 recommendations being implemented, which is huge, tremendous, and the right wing media is basically, you know, playing this song, this background music, like, oh my God, the war's not over yet. They've been in charge a whole week. And, you know, and the troops aren't home. And why are they focusing on this stuff when they said they didn't like, you know, that they were against the war? And so why isn't the war over yet? And, of course, that escalates tomorrow. That whole thing escalates tomorrow because tomorrow the president is given a big speech about his new move forward plan. Right? It's time to move forward. Well, the president's version of moving... By the way, let me give you a synopsis of that speech. So just in case you're busy, I think it's scheduled to be like a 20-minute speech. At least that's what they revise the times on these things. But right now, they're saying it's going to be a 20-minute speech. And if you don't have 20 minutes to listen to the president tomorrow night, or if you can't stand the listening to the president for 20 minutes... And by the way, I'll warn you up front, it might be longer. You know, so if you can't take him for 20 minutes, you know, you won't be able to take him for 25. I'll give you a synopsis right now of the entire speech. 20,000 more troops is his big change. That's the entire plan. No matter what he says, no matter how he frames it, it's about sending more troops to Iraq and escalating the war effort. That's what it's all about. Now, he's calling it a surge, which I find, like, really interesting. You know, there are all kinds of psychological analysis we could do on that word. He's calling it a surge so that you think it'll be a good thing. And basically what it is he's cranking up the war some more, you know, turning up the volume on the whole effort. That's his thing. Now, you can't put ending the war in Iraq in the campaign for the first 100 hours. You just can't do that because it's a very complicated situation. And to put it in the first 100 hours thing is basically to set yourself up for failure. And that's why I'm sure that is why Congress leader, Speaker Pelosi couldn't do that. Because this is a very complicated, we got real live troops out there. You couldn't withdraw them in 100 days without putting them directly in danger. People like fire at them even harder than they're firing at them now. And so we are definitely in a quagmire. And that's why it couldn't, it would be like us saying that we could end the Iraq war in 100 days would be just like Bush saying the war would be over in 6 weeks when he first started this thing. It's basically the same mistake. Of course, his mistake is more deadly. But we didn't do it anyways. There's just no way that that could have been put into the first 100 hours. It doesn't mean it's not a priority. And what's interesting about it is that the president has decided that that's his strong suit. Now, talk about a guy who's completely delusional. Yeah, completely doesn't know what he's talking about. He thinks that by coming to you tomorrow night on TV, spending 20 minutes with you, that he's going to convince you, first of all, that you could trust him, and then he's going to take that trust. I guess he'll give himself his first, 6 minutes of the speech to regain your trust. And then he figures when that happens, then he's going to lay out to you why he needs money for 20,000 more troops. And so that's basically what's going to happen tomorrow night. Joel from Colorado Springs, what's up? This is Mario. You're on the air, Joel.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. You didn't take calls about Greg Burr, but I kind of had a...
Oh, go ahead.
It's real close to home. I knew him personally. He was he coached at my high school in Colorado Springs, charter school, the Classical Academy.
Okay.
You guys were talking a lot about how you didn't understand why it didn't come out sooner.
Yeah.
Well, the reason is, in my experience, because I played basketball there. I was very, very close to him. He also helped lead a Bible study that I was involved in. The reason is because he wasn't being mean at all. It was joking. I mean, he was playing around. It's almost more sick.
Basically, it was hard to complain about because it was presented as a joke.
It was presented as a joke. That's right.
Did he ever punch you?
He never did fists with me. He always did use plastic like Coke bottles or actually basketballs as well. But it was always he would do it to one kid and have everybody else laughing. I mean, he'd be joking around about it, and it was just it's sick how he did it. But
and he would hit with a plastic Coke bottle. He would hit you over the head or in the groin, or where'd he hit you?
He's played the Capital of Thailand game with me and go right for my groin.
Jesus.
It was our basketball team as well. We were all involved. And, he had close contact. But, it wasn't ever taken seriously because it was always presented as lighthearted and joking around. And, when you have a coach who's more like one of the kids, it's hard for the kids to really understand how serious it is, It's more like, oh, he's a friend. He's just messing around type thing.
And did any of the, this is wild, did any of the kids then turn around and tell, or obviously he moved on to a different school? Why did he move on to a different school? Just because it was over for him there?
Pretty much. I mean, he really...
Not because anybody complained?
No, I don't think so.
Were you guys happy to see him leave?
We were. He was always a little bit awkward, for obvious reasons. But I think part of the reason, he was always more of a volunteer at the Classical Academy. I don't think he ever had a paid job. His wife was paid there, and she coached track and she was great. But I don't think she had any idea what was going on. And he moved on from there. But it's just weird, this being so close to home.
When did you graduate? When did this happen?
I graduated in 2004.
Okay, so this was like 4 years ago or 6 years ago for you.
Yeah, this was 2002, 2003.
Right.
Yep.
So even then, he was younger.
Yeah, he was just, I'm pretty sure he was just getting started.
Right, because he's 28 now. So four years ago, do the math for me, John Turk. 4 years ago, he was 24.
Yeah. I mean, and it's unbelievable. I'm almost that age now, and it's just, I can't.
Yeah, and now you look at it, and would you go punch a kid in the groin, a teenager in the groin with a plastic Coke bottle or a basketball?
I can't imagine.
Right, especially now that you understand the age differential.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Plus,
he was a big guy, right?
He was a big guy, always, and a little bit intimidating. But, again, he always did in this type, sort of lighthearted, good-natured attitude. So,
one last question.
Okay.
What's the capital of Thailand?
I'm going to say out loud.
Hey, thanks for your call, buddy. I'm glad it all worked out for you. Thanks for calling 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. This is Marty.
With the recent storms, are you thinking that your furnace might not be up to shape? You're not alone. Many found their heating system wasn't ready for another winter. This is Jack of Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling, an authorized American Standard heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality dealer. Don't wait until the next storm comes to find yourself and your loved ones in the cold. Call me today and I'll help you find the American Standard Heating and Indoor Air Quality System for your needs at the right price. 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
70 near Vasquez. We have some cars getting flat tires. So pothole repair going on there. Right lane is blocked. We do have stop and go conditions. Weather outlook today, patchy morning fog, then afternoon sunshine, high of 44. Right now, patches of fog, 24. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for job seekers? Advertise your employment opportunity in one of our largest job sections of the year. The Super Sunday Jobs Classifieds in the Sunday, January 14th, Denver Post. Put the power of the newspaper's job classifieds to work for you. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power tools.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate from 1 to 2 p.m. every Saturday with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, 1 to 2 p.m. each Saturday.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, we've bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You, too, can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money.
Call right now, and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. Call 800-508-5895. 800-508-5895. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-508-5895.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent Help, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how Invent Help may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Marriage sitting in for Jay. AM 760. It's 48 minutes after the hour. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600 is the number. Or if you happen to be shy, you could actually email me directly at Mario@MyLatinoNews.com. Mario@MyLatinoNews.com. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about your new governor. He won't be quite the new governor for a few more hours, but Bill Ritter is going to be sworn in today and has made some commitments about health care and other policy issues. So we'll talk about that. And then we're going to have somebody from Media Banners. And then later on today, which I'm really excited about, we're having a Jay Marvin update. I know that you folks have been sending him well wishes over the last couple of weeks, and we're going to have an update for you, and I'm real excited about that. But that's kind of a surprise. I'm just giving you a little peek into that. Here's something, though, that I think all states – I'm going to talk about something I think all states should consider in one way or the other. Check out what's going to happen, what was decided, I guess, over the last couple of days. New Jersey – I love this headline. New Jersey to remove idiot from the Constitution, right? In the New Jersey state constitution, the word idiot exists in there, and they want to eliminate, New Jersey wants to eliminate. Basically, it's against the Constitution of New Jersey for, quote, idiots, end quote, to vote. Now, this has been, you know, this was put into the state. Let me explain this, by the way. This was put into the New Jersey state constitution 150 years ago. And basically the word, you know, in those days, idiot referred to somebody who was of diminished mental capacity in a clinical way. And so, you know, words that were used back then, of course, you know, words change and the gravity or meaning of words change. And so this word is still in the New Jersey Constitution. This is exactly what it says. It says, quote, no idiot or insane person should enjoy the right of suffrage, end quote. And basically they were talking about someone who was clinically of diminished mental capacity. And so they're going to change that to exclude a person who has the lack of capacity to understand the act of voting. Those people will be excluded in New Jersey. But quite frankly, you know, the word idiot now means somebody that's really, really, really stupid. It seems like it used to have some type of clinical reference. It doesn't have that anymore. Now it's an insult, and it means somebody who is really, really stupid. And I'm wondering if they should remove it from the Constitution. I mean, it shouldn't mean that. I don't think it should be in the same paragraph as someone who's, you know, or even the word insane, I don't think, is used anymore. And I think that's a word that is no longer considered a proper clinical term. But, you know, we have, you know, I don't know about in your state, in Colorado, but I'm doing this, you know, I'm doing this show today from L.A., you know. So we have, you know, a couple, I guess, folks that are idiots that vote here. You know, can I say, I mean, I who knows if they should be taking this out of the Constitution? I wonder if it's made a difference over there in New Jersey. But that's basically, this is seen as a big step to remove the stigma from mental illness. And I have to tell you something. One of the biggest stigmas in our society right now, just on a more serious note, is the stigma of mental illness. And there have been many attempts over the years to destigmatize mental illness. And it doesn't seem to work. I mean, we do not see mental illness in this culture. I don't think there are very few cultures in the world that regard mental illness as an illness. We always see it as a, you know, some type of character deficiency or some type of deserved defect. We don't, you know, we don't see it as a broken leg, or we don't see it as a, you know, a bad sight poor sight or, you know, poor hearing. We see it as something else. We see it as some type of character flaw. And this has been something that mental health experts really believe that this that our country needs to get over. But I'm not sure any. I'm probably Scandinavia or some like real, you know, some really progressive country probably has made great strides in this, but certainly not here. And I don't think any. I don't think it's something that we should be ashamed about in particular. I don't think it's really being seen for what it is anywhere on the planet. That doesn't mean we shouldn't try, obviously. To focus this differently. When we get back, we're going to talk about your brand new governor who's being sworn in today, and I'll let you comment on that. Are you excited about Bill Ritter? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. We just swore in our governor right here in California, and he came forward. Now, you know, we have Arnold Schwarzenegger is our governor. And he came forward and completely transformed himself into, at least in his speech, as a progressive's progressive. I mean, he is working right now. A Republican governor is working right now to make sure that every Californian has health insurance and to make it extremely difficult, if not impossible, for insurance companies to, you know, to screen out health insurance companies to screen out applicants for pre-existing health conditions, which would be monumental because we have such a huge population here that it would be difficult for insurance companies to adjust for us here and not to adjust for the rest of the country. That being said, and so I got all excited about it. I've always been very cynical about Arnold, you know. And first of all, when he was elected, first time he ran as a moderate, and I said, you guys got to be careful. I don't think he's really a moderate. You know, and then he came back, and I was right that time. He came back with this huge right-wing agenda, got his butt kicked all over the state. Absolutely got his, you know, got it handed to himself on a silver platter. And so now he's at least PR wise has transformed himself into like this person who is pro environment. He's, you know, and now this healthcare issue is going to be a huge issue for him. And so I do a show here in Los Angeles, and on Saturday I said, you know what, after all these years of being cynical about him and saying, you know, he's just a politician and he's a right winger in disguise and he's a Trojan horse. That's what I used to call him on my show. A Trojan horse Republican who's being used to, like, you know, occupy the center ground so the right wing could come in and like, do, you know, and, like, basically establish their agenda here in our state. And so Saturday, I did this thing on my show, because I'll do this. I'll say, you know, maybe I was wrong. And look what he's doing for healthcare. I'm willing to look past party and support this guy just because he has an agenda that I could get behind. And I'm a harsh partisan, but maybe this time I'll look past it and wait till I tell you what happened on Monday. So I did this on Saturday. I did this big old thing on my show about, you know, maybe I was wrong about Arnold. And then wait till you hear what was on the front page of the local papers on Monday morning. This is Mario Solis Marich sitting in for Jay Marvin. It's 58 minutes after the hour.
New special agent.
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Has inventors information you can have free.
Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The war in Iraq may be a different kind of war, but today it's looking very much like old-fashioned combat.
I'm Laura Logan in Baghdad. You could hear the sound of heavy machine gun fire and explosions throughout the morning here. American helicopters and planes were called in for close air support, and the American military confirmed that they have been going house to house with the Iraqi security forces.
Iraqi officials say 50 militants have been killed, 21 captured. Live to the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer. Peter, what's the latest on the president's new Iraq war strategy?
Big decisions for the Pentagon, Frank. The challenges in Iraq and Afghanistan are already pushing the military to the limit. So President Bush's plan to send even more troops would likely mean a change in policy. The Los Angeles Times reports the Joint Chiefs of Staff had decided a major buildup would require extended second tours for the National Guard and Reserve units. Those forces had been limited to 24 months of Iraq duty. Some regular units are already returning to Iraq for a third time, Frank.
Late reports say 30 people were killed when a plane carrying Turkish workers crashed in the fog near Balad, the city about 50 miles north of Baghdad. Somali officials say as many as 250 people may have been killed in American gunship attacks on suspected al-Qaeda targets. Witnesses reported seeing at least four civilians killed. CBS's Catherine Arms has the latest from Nairobi, Kenya.
The United States has launched at least two airstrikes on suspected al-Qaeda cells in southern Somalia, and fresh air attacks are being reported. Somalia's interim government says they believe many people were killed in the strikes, but there has been no confirmation if the U.S. hit their target and just who and how many have been killed.
Studies are a big part of the news these days. Now there's a study about studies. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor. Jim, what does it say?
Well, Frank, it says when a study is funded by a corporate interest, the results of the study are much more likely to be favorable toward the sponsored product. Specifically, Children's Hospital Boston says research studies of beverages, you know, soft drinks, juices, even milk, are 4 to 8 times more likely to yield positive results when money for the research comes from the people who make the stuff they're researching.
Well, it doesn't get any better than this if you're a Florida Gator football fan.
This is like the dream of my life.
The underdog Gators whipped the big bad Ohio State Buckeyes 41-14 to win the BCS college football title game. Tony Gwynn should get in, Cal Ripken too, but another big name, Mark McGwire, could be left out when the Baseball Hall of Fame voting is announced a few hours from now.
If he took out steroids, I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Sports Illustrated's John Heyman suspects a lot of voters will snub McGwire for not coming clean on whether he used steroids.
He's not going to get in this vote. I think he'll probably get close to 50%, probably below 50%. But I think his testimony or lack of testimony before Congress, I think, really hurt him.
Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 2.5 points. This is CBS News.
Nerlman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
Were you?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
I hear you got a new car.
Yeah, I got it for a good price.
What kind is it?
Dunno.
What color?
No idea.
Four-door or two-door?
Haven't a clue. But hey, I got it for a good price.
Buying a car on price alone doesn't make much sense, so why buy car insurance that way? At Progressive Direct, we provide rates from other top companies plus 20 facts and figures, so you can compare on more than just price. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mako Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Colorado's 41st governor
will be sworn in today. Democrat Bill Ritter's inauguration at the state capitol set for this morning. You'll hear it live starting just before noon right here on AM 760. Most of the day be taken up with inaugural festivities. Ritter and his staff began moving their offices yesterday. State of the State comes on Thursday. National Western Stock Show Parade is today in downtown Denver, about the same time as the new governor is sworn in. Some downtown streets will be closed starting at about 9 this morning. Still cleaning up from two blizzards and wind gusts that reached 100 miles per hour in some parts of the foothills on Monday, leaving massive snowdrifts. Dewey Bridge, a principal at Ralston Elementary in Genesee, where classes start back up this morning.
Everything was pretty much done a couple days ago, but then the wind came in, and there were literally 8-foot drifts in various places that we had to get rid of.
That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, it's a pretty nice ride compared to yesterday, although we're getting the usual slow pockets. 270 across Commerce City, the normal heavy traffic eastbound. Pothole repair westbound at Vasquez had a right lane block, so traffic was stalled up there. Southbound 25 building across Thornton, North Glen, and into downtown. And we do have one wreck northbound 6, or eastbound 6 to northbound Sheridan. Also, some fog rolling in across the city. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, patchy morning fog with afternoon sunshine, high of 44. Currently, foggy in areas, 24. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tonight at 7, only on Versus, one of the best rivalries hits the ice. The Detroit Red Wings versus the Colorado Avalanche. The puck drops at 7, only on Versus. Red Wings versus Avalanche. The competition is on. Check local listings for Versus.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years.
But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
And this is Mario Solis' marriage at 6 minutes after the hour, right here on AM 760. And by the way, you could give me, if you'd like to, you could give me a call. Let me get the number here, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, or you can email us and log on and stream us at am760.net, am760.net. Big day for Governor Bill Ritter, or I say Governor-elect Bill Ritter, who will soon, in a few hours, be Governor Bill Ritter. I was taught we had our governor sworn in here in Califas like last week. And he gave this big old speech, and you would have sworn that we had elected Ted Kennedy, which I think would be great, by the way. I have an enormous amount of respect for Ted Kennedy and the contributions that he's made to the U.S. Senate, to this country. And I'm sitting there listening to the governor's speech over here, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I'm thinking, my God, this is a Democratic speech. And he laid out, and it wasn't just rhetoric. He laid out a policy agenda in that speech. And I've always been cynical of him, so I came on my show on Saturday, and that I do in L.A. And I just said, maybe I've been wrong about him. It really seems like he has changed, especially his initiative to give health care to provide for health care for all Californians. It's huge. And especially to make it the part of that policy is to make it illegal for these health insurance companies to not insure people based on the fact that they get sick once in a while, based on the fact that they're human. Right now, if you're anything near human, you can't get health insurance. They have a list now of drugs. If you've ever taken, like, you know, any antidepressants in your life, or if you've ever taken any, you know, medicine for cholesterol or anything like that. If you ever take anything that you can't get insured. I don't know who they think they're insuring, but they're, you know, basically you have to be, you know, 16 years old with a perfect health record to get insurance anymore. And the governor laid that out, that he was going to make that illegal in the state. It would be huge not only here, but we have such a huge population here. It would be huge for all over the country. So I went on the air, and I'm scratching my head now. I'm going to go back talk to my audience this weekend. I went on the air, and I can't believe I did this. I said, you know what? Maybe I've been wrong. Maybe I've been wrong about this guy. I've always been very cynical about him. I thought he was a Trojan horse, you know, for the right wing in this. Well, actually, and initially he was, because he tried a right wing agenda here and it blew up in his face. And maybe he's really changed. And then on Monday morning, it's unbelievable. On Monday morning, he announces that one of the ways he's going to pay for the health care program is to kick like 60,000 children off of welfare. Like, this is part of his financing program, is to, like, kick, like, 60,000 kids off of welfare. So these kids will be able to go to hospitals when they're starving to death, basically. That's our governor's big plan over here. And so now I'm kicking myself. If I had just waited, if I just had hung on to my cynicism for a few more days, you know, I wouldn't be clear, but this week I got to go back to my audience and say, maybe I was, that makes two weekends. I'm going to my audience and say, maybe I was wrong. Now, you have a governor a governor-elect that is about to be sworn in today that also made some health care commitments. And I'm wondering if you're excited about having a governor who's a Democrat and having your legislature controlled by Democrats. Do you think that you could find, you know, that you could get the progressive agenda through now, finally? Are you excited, or are you hanging on to a little bit of cynicism? Let me know. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. It's like, it's incredible what people will say to get elected. And I have every measure, you know, everything I've read or seen and actually watched, because I don't only watch, especially with politicians, I don't watch only necessarily what they say, but what they actually do in their life and what their life's about. And it seems to me that from what I've seen, and correct me if I'm wrong, right here at am760.net, but it seems to me that you have a pretty square guy. Square in the, you know, honest guy. That's what I mean, like, not square, like boring. But, you know, square. You know, you get a square deal from this guy. But this is what he had, for instance, this is what he had to say about a health care proposal. You got that, John? John? Okay, it's coming up.
Figuring out what we do about access and quality and the cost of health care, the cost of health insurance. Those are all big ticket items for us, but we think they just take a longer time to handle and handle reasonably.
And you see, it seems to me now, I'm wondering, although that was delivered in a very practical way, it might not have turned on the crowd, I have to say. But it seems realistic, and maybe what Arnold's doing is just showboating, knowing that he's never going to get what he wants, but he's going to look good. See, now my trust is completely tweaked. Nancy, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich. What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to talk to you about the new government in Colorado.
Yeah.
And I have a great idea on what they can start working on straight away.
And that would be?
And that would be public education. In capping class sizes at 15 kids per class.
Wow.
Teachers like professionals, building more schools. To me, it seems like a win-win for everybody.
Nancy, let me ask you a question. Are you a teacher?
I am.
Okay. And by the way, thanks for calling 303-713-7600. Why do you say 15? When you say capping class sizes at 15.
At 15, why 15?
Yeah, why the number 15?
Well, it's to some extent a random number, but it's also pretty much half of what is in the classroom now.
Because when I was in school, our classes were like 22. Of course, now, Nancy, I got to tell you, I was in school a long time ago, okay?
Well, our classes are, you know, are approximately 30.
Yeah, and that's when we when we were hitting 24, when our school started hitting, then the parents went crazy. You know, now in L.A., we have, let me tell you something, Nancy, in L.A., we have classes with 50.
Right, right. Yeah. And that's a disservice to the children because they're not getting the attention that they need from the teacher. There's no way that one teacher can give all of those students, you know, proper attention that way. And as a result, more children slip through the cracks and are at risk of not graduating. And to me, it's like an investment in the country.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If obviously education is your top issue,
mm-hmm.
if the governor came to you and the head of your state legislatures
mm-hmm.
came to you and said, okay, we are going to do one thing for education. We could only do one thing. And you, Nancy, get to choose what that is. What would you choose?
I would say smaller class sizes, which would result in needing to build more schools.
Right. But you would just say smaller class sizes,
yes.
Period. Very good. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, and I'll ask you the same thing. I'm going to be Mario the Wizard right now. Well, you know, and with my wizard powers, I'm going to give you an audience with the governor, and he will do one thing that you ask. What would you have Governor Bill Ritter do for this state? You get one choice, and with my wizard powers, we will make it happen. You decide. Give me a call. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. This is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin on AM 760. It's 16 minutes after the hour.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
So far, the only real issues you'll have to deal with is a collision on the ramp from eastbound 6 to northbound Sheridan if you're coming through the Lakewood area. Of course, traffic is really building there now up to I-25. Westbound 270 continues to be bogged down right near Vasquez due to some pothole repairs going on there. We do have a right lane blocked, and it looks like the repairs could continue until mid-afternoon. Of course, we have the usual buildup now, eastbound side of I-70 from Federal to Brighton. Same situation if you're on eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, Federal to Pecos. Weather outlook today, looking for patchy morning fog, afternoon sunshine, 44. Tonight, clear skies and cool, 23. Right now, some areas of fog, 24 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tonight at 7, only on Versus, one of the best rivalries hits the ice. The Detroit Red Wings versus the Colorado Avalanche. The puck drops at 7, only on Versus. Red Wings versus Avalanche. The competition is on. Check local listings for Versus.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Jay Marvin here. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that'll save you money, available only for my friends at the Mortgage Store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. I guarantee you're going to love it. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all your bills into one low, low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company you can trust that'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They have $25 million dedicated to this program, and it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Well, the president will announce his plan for Iraq on Wednesday night. We'll have the congressional response prior to the meeting. Senator Tim Johnson of South Dakota continues to make progress after a stroke. We'll have former Senator Tom Daschle give us an update. And a Texas pizza chain is accepting Mexican pesos, not only in Texas, but in five states, because so many Hispanic communities rely on them. What does this mean for the economy?
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
What's his name? Hello, this is Mario on AM 760. Mario Solis Marriage, it's 20 minutes after the hour. I'm using my wizard powers here. What would you ask the new governor to do? First off, if you had the power to tell him what to do something, tell him, this is my agenda item, you got to get this done, and he would be under my wizard powers and would have to do it. What would you ask for? Zach and Boulder, what's your wish?
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing real well.
Great.
Wizard powers, I guess I wish that he would fund alternative energy.
What do you mean by funding alternative energy?
Well, I'd like to see him support, you know, he's already talked about supporting biodiesel a little bit. I actually build electric cars for a living,
uh-huh.
So I'd like to see him, you know, subsidize development of, you know, alternative transportation, you know, electric vehicles, you know, biodiesel, definitely, ethanol. I'd like to see the state, you know, support wind power in a bigger way, you know, displace some of the coal-fired power plants, solar electricity, all that stuff.
And let me ask you, when you say subsidize, are you talking about tax credits? Are you talking about direct subsidies? I mean, what?
Well, a little bit of both, actually. Colorado already has a pretty good incentive for converting vehicles to electric. You know,
right, that's what I understand, right.
Yeah, they have 100% tax credit. So if you do a vehicle that's over 10 years old. But I'd also like to see some direct subsidies. Just, you know, paying people to do research, you know, different kinds of grants that could be available.
Right, or like, you know, like low-interest business loans or something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, exactly.
And how long have you been doing this, Zach?
Actually, we just got started, so about 8 months now.
Okay. Is it a tough business right now?
Actually, it's been pretty good.
Well, good.
Yeah, we really just kind of opened the doors, so people are, you know, we got an article in the paper, but we've had a...
In what paper?
In the Daily Camera.
I want to look it up. What's the name of your business?
My business is called Nobo Motors, N-O-B-O, okay. Yeah.
Nobo. Well, congratulations and good luck to you, and I will employ my wizard powers.
I hope so.
All right. Thanks a lot, Zach. Zach called 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. You know, when Pelosi was, it's really interesting because Pelosi walked in just like they did, just like they took a page out of the Republicans' book where when they took over Congress, they had this contract with America. Right? That had a bunch of stuff in it, a lot of which, you know, they did, most of which they didn't accomplish, by the way. And actually some of which I'm really glad they didn't accomplish. They had some nasty stuff in there. But Speaker Pelosi walked in and said, you know, during our first 100 legislative hours, we're going to do these things. And a lot of people are saying she didn't put enough in there, or, you know, they don't like what she put, you know, there were other priorities, etc. But basically, when you make choices, You can't do everything all at once. And so it comes to a point where you make some choices. Now, your governor, who's about to be sworn in, your governor-elect, has basically said health care and, you know, some other items are one of his choices. If you could make that choice, yeah, I'm gonna upscale my wizard powers. If I could make you governor, if you were being sworn in today, then what would you do? I have to tell you that for me, it would be a toss, because Nancy called in and she said the education, you know, that her education was her priority and that she'd cap school sizes. And between that and healthcare, I would have a very difficult time in choosing between those two. And that's just because I just have this, you know, I grew up poor. I think a lot of that is because I grew up poor. I think a lot of it is because I grew up poor. You know, my parents were janitors. You know, eventually, you know, we were poor. Both my parents were janitors. And the kids got, you know, and I think it was, I don't know exactly because I was still like 4 or 5 when this happened. But like my brother, I think it was him. He'll probably complain that I said this, but I think it was him. But one of the kids, you know, created some trouble or something, or got into some trouble. And then my mom, my dad, even though we were broke anyway, decided that she was going to stay at home with the kids and she wasn't going to work anymore. And, you know, so we grew up in some pretty, I think that because of that upbringing, you know, I always like worry about these kids that don't have health care or don't have enough food or whatever. Stan in Denver, what would you do? Stan, you're on the show. What would you do? This is Mario.
How are you, Mario?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well.
So what would you do if you were governor today? If I could make you governor?
I would revamp education.
And how would you do that? You could only do one thing. My wizard powers, although they're great, are limited in certain ways. So you get one wish. What would you do in education?
Well, I wrote a book called The New America, The America of the Mushu Buddha.
The what?
The New America, The America of the Mushu Burrito.
And what is a mushu? I love mushu burritos. I have a restaurant across the street from my office where they sell teriyaki tacos. Is it the same basic concept?
Same concept. But what the book is about is the changes occurring in this country with the growth of the Hispanic and Asian population. And there's a chapter on education, and I suggest that education for Hispanics has really never worked in this country. But we were such a small part of the population that if you had...
It didn't matter, right.
Yeah, you know, if you had a 50% dropout rate, it really didn't matter. But with as huge as the population is today, a 50% dropout rate is huge in the country. And so, but we tried patching up education by saying smaller classes, by saying let's pay teachers more, by saying all of these kinds of things. And what we're missing is that education in this country is really a non-relational kind of industry.
Okay, you lost me there because, you know, I'm not as bright. Maybe at this time in the morning, what do you mean by non-relational?
We do education in this country like we build cars, the assembly line method of education.
Right. Okay.
So teachers kind of look at kids and say, well, my job is to give them a little bit of math as they go down the line, and my job is to give them a little bit of reading or a little bit of literature. And we're not looking at the whole child and the social connectedness, and teachers don't connect with students in a way that is relational. And part of it is due to the class sizes, but also part of it is that we have a great part of the population coming from this Hispanic and Asian community, and the majority of teachers coming from a highly individualistic community. Really
not a communal. This is an interesting concept. Now, do you have an educator's background? Did you go to college to become an educator, or is this just a passion of yours?
No, I don't mean
just a passion, but you know what I mean.
I was a certified public accountant for many years before becoming a pastor, actually.
Oh, wow.
But I've done a lot of, you know, we diversity training with corporations. We used to call it managing diversity because, you know, back then there were a few people of color, and all we had to do is learn to manage them and get them to behave, and that's what...
Which is basically the way we run our schools over here, by the way, in L.A.
Exactly. So,
I see how you came to this point now. It all makes sense. What's the name of your book, real quick?
The New America, the America of the Mushu Burrito.
And thank you for your call, sir. And good work. He called at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Well, education seems to be the top of the priority. He seems to be getting kind of the passion that it didn't get before. It's true. A lot of people for a long time took the educational system for granted. I mean, we always assumed that it was all gonna go well. Now, and we always assumed we'd have excellent education in this country. That nationwide, the confidence in our educational system is diminishing. Now, right now, and I think should we take this when we get back, John? Okay, great. We have Congresswoman Diana DeGette on the phone right DeGette on the phone right now. Welcome, Congresswoman.
Good morning, Mario.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, you are introducing, right, and one of the main sponsors of the stem cell research bill.
Right. I'm the primary sponsor of the bill. It was introduced as H.R. 3 last Thursday, and it will be up on the floor for debate last Friday I introduced it. It'll be up this Thursday for a vote.
Wow. And this is, of course, part of the, you know, first 100 legislative hours of the new Democratic Congress.
Right.
Now, tell us a little bit about the bill.
Well, the bill is the same bill as last year. What it does is it expands the president's 2001 executive order, which restricted federal funding for embryonic stem cell research to embryonic lines created before that date. What our bill does is it says any lines can be used for the research so long as that embryos which were scheduled to be discarded would be used and there would be informed consent from the donor. So we have strict ethical controls, and it's the same bill that passed the House and the Senate last
year.
And then the president vetoed it.
Wow. Now, Congresswoman, yesterday... I don't find this coincidental because I'm cynical, but I mean, yesterday, coincidentally, some researchers came forward. I guess it was published in a journal that there are other ways to get stem cells.
Well, I thought that was an exciting report. What they said is that they found out that amniotic fluid of pregnant women can also contain a type of stem cells. And we found in the last year, of course, we have adult stem cells, cord blood stem cells. There was another method that scientists found to take one cell out of the embryo to do research. So there's lots of different methods, and I support all of them. But they are not alternatives to embryonic stem cell research. Embryonic stem cell research has been around for about 9 years now, and it's the only type of research that's really shown... these cells have shown an ability to be turned into other kinds of cells, more so than any other cells. So I think Congress's job is not to pick and choose among research methods.
Right.
I think Congress's job is to support any kind of ethical research, any of these methods that researchers think could lead to the cure for diseases.
Now, in other words, what you're passing on Thursday... doesn't preclude, you know, future research on these other type of stem cells.
Right. And in fact, I support all of this research. What the bill does on Thursday is simply lifts the 2001 presidential restriction on embryonic stem cell research.
Now, some people, critics have said that, and I'm going to give, you know, because I know this not to be true, but I want to give you a chance to respond, are saying that stem cell research holds no promise, that this is just completely overblown and, you know, that there's no reason to really do this.
Well, I suppose then they would be disagreeing with dozens of Nobel laureates and researchers all around the world who universally agree that embryonic stem cell research holds tremendous promise for diseases like diabetes and Parkinson's, nerve regeneration. There have been a lot of really good breakthroughs in the last few years, but part of the problem is since the U.S. is not funding newer lines, the research has really been put back. And
see,
so
this is the thing. I have to tell you, Congress, I'm so glad you're doing this, by the way.
Well, thank you.
I'm so happy that you are the primary sponsor of this and that, you know, and that this is part of the first 100 hours. Very few people in this country, you know, realize that most medical research is that goes anywhere is subsidized by the federal government. And
well,
it's an important role. It's an important role that our government fulfills.
This is not a special case.
Right.
The National Institutes of Health, which is of course, our shining star of medical research.
Over the world.
Around the world. In fact, I've traveled to England and Israel meeting with stem cell researchers now, and they told me that the U.S. restrictions are actually hurting their research because their ability to collaborate with U.S. scientists is being restricted.
Exactly. Wow. This is amazing. Now, obviously, this is going to pass. Thank goodness.
Yes, it'll pass.
Like it did last time, but even by a broader margin.
Right.
And then it goes to the Senate. Is there already a companion bill in the Senate?
Yes, there's a companion bill. We have the same sponsors. Tom Harkin and Arlen Specter are our primary sponsors in the Senate.
And around what month do you think it'll finally hit the president's desk?
Well, the Senate said they would take it up with all due speed, and that's a slower pace than the House.
Okay.
But I would think later this spring. And what we're hoping is, I mean, we have momentum. We'll pick up a number of votes in the House. We may have enough votes in the Senate to override the veto. And we're hoping that the president will see that this issue is not going away, that the bill has momentum, and will actually sit down and talk to us about it.
Now, if he vetoes it again, do we have the votes to override him this time?
We may have it in the Senate. It will be harder in the House. We needed 50 votes in the House to override the veto. But
You were short 50 votes?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
But we have a number of new freshmen who are very eager to support this bill. Many of them ran on this in their campaigns. And we also have some existing members who are rethinking their positions.
Well, that's great.
So we'll come closer, and you know, like any great idea, this takes time. We want to give the president the opportunity to do the right thing this time, and we think that if we keep pushing this issue, keep it in the forefront, the next president of the United States, be it a Democrat or a Republican, will be pro-stem cell research.
That's incredible. Well, thank you for your efforts.
Absolutely.
And congratulations on being part of the majority. How long have you been in Congress?
Well, I've been in Congress for 10 years, and before that, the State House for 4 years, never in the majority. I was about to ask you that question. Yeah. I was wandering in the desert for 14 years, and now I've come out. So
How does it feel?
It's going to be great, I think. I'm in the leadership. I'm a chief deputy whip for the Democrats. So
Congratulations. That's very big.
Yeah.
That's very big.
I think it's going to be wonderful.
Your constituents are very lucky.
Thank you.
thank you very much for being with us here on the
Jay
Marvin Show.
Absolutely. Say hello to Jay for me.
Oh, I will look forward
to being back with you.
Okay. Thank you
very much.
Bye. Bye-bye. This is Mario Solis Marriage. It's 37 minutes
at CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're going to love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Some areas of the city right now, we're not experiencing any major visibility problems. Weather outlook today, patchy morning fog, then afternoon sunshine, high of 44 right now, foggy 26. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760. Progressive Talk.
It's the big one, the Denver Boat Show, January 18th through the 21st at the Colorado Convention Center. 30 dealers and 500 new boats mean the best deals of the year. See the world's largest indoor wakeboard slider. Discount tickets on sale now at all King Supers. The Denver Boat Show. Visit denverboatshow.com.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
With the recent storms, are you thinking that your furnace might not be up to shape? You're not alone.
Many found their heating system wasn't ready for another winter. This is Jack of Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling, an authorized American Standard heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality dealer. Don't wait until the next storm comes to find yourself and your loved ones in the cold. Call me today and I'll help you find the American Standard heating and indoor air quality system for your needs at the right price. 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I want to grow up to be a politician.
This is Mario Solis Marriage. It's 39 minutes after the hour, right here on AM 760. Hey, before you have breakfast, if you're streaming me on am760.net and you're still at home and you haven't had breakfast, I got some news for you. Denver-based Gold Star Sausage is voluntarily recalling 15,000 pounds of potentially contaminated sausage products. So if you have any, if you have any Gold Star sausage with the sell-by dates of 2/14, 2/21, or 2/28, just have the eggs by themselves is what I would suggest this morning, because that is being recalled. A number of things have come up. By the way, you could give me a call here at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, or you could email us at am760.net, or email me directly at mario@mylatinonews.com, mario@mylatinonews.com. The education issue seems to be everybody's top priority these days. I mean, and if it weren't for a lot of the internet, I think that people would still be under the impression that these were isolated problems. Like the people in LA think it's an LA school district problem. But, you know, I did the show last week. I got a number of emails from folks out in Denver and, you know, in the seven county area, that were basically saying, you know, that I should talk more about education. I did get like three or four of those, which is unusual, right, for everybody to be kind of on the same page. I know that Chicago is doing a revamp. There was an article the other day about like these seven or eight mayors throughout the country, including ours in L.A., that are trying to take over school systems because they're not working. So there seems to be somewhat of a collapse in the educational system. And it can't all be coincidental. Now I know a lot of people, will try to blame this on immigrants. They'll try to blame it on just anything. But I think part of the problem is that we have like one way of teaching the average kid. I mean, you have to base your ideas on something, right? If you're going to put together a curriculum, if you're going to put together an educational program, you have to base it, I would hope, on some type of statistics. And, of course, what you're presented with are the average. And so you design a program for the average student, not necessarily for the student who's above average, who's then bored and, you know, might do crazy things, or the students that are below average that need some extra help. And I don't know what the solution is, but it certainly is a huge, it is a huge continuing growing problem. We are not producing the same level of we're not producing graduates that have the same level of skill. I'm a small businessman and I have a place of a small business here in L.A. And we seasonally, maybe three or four times a year, you know, we'll hire a lot of the high school students from the area for like 2 or 3 months, right? Part-time work, stuff that, you know, we do, you know, I'm a Democratic consultant. We do Democratic campaigns. And so we, you know, we hire these kids to do, you know, voter outreach and stuff. And it's amazing to me the skill level that they come in at. Yeah, you know, and it's amazing in the way that I'm not impressed. You know, they don't know how to, and of course you can't expect a lot from a 17-year-old, 16-year-old, but I'm not even sure if you think that the 17-year-olds are a year away from graduating high school and taking a look at how they fill out, you know, a basic, very, very simple employment application, it really, you get a sample of what's really, you know, what's really going on. And it isn't good. Now, of course, the kids that we're drawing are from the very, I don't know if the news about this has gotten over to you folks in Denver, but, you know, we have a school system that's just the LAUSD, the Los Angeles Unified School District, that's just in shambles. But like I said, I'm starting to understand that this is not an isolated situation over here. It's like happening all over the country. And I don't know what the solution is, and you know, I don't know how to fix it, but I do know this: it's not going to get fixed until you get pissed off about it, because that's the way the system works. This is Mario Solis Marich on AM 760. It's 45 minutes after the hour.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, it's a pretty normal commute except for the fog rolling in heavily now in the Tech Center area. We also have a wreck southbound 25 at Bellevue. It's really slowing down traffic in that area. Outside the city, major delays northbound 25 at Founders Parkway. It's going to make you late getting out of Castle Rock. And eastbound 6th also backing up from Sheridan to Kip Lane. That was due to crash activity in the right lane at the end of that ramp at Sheridan. Heavy traffic as you drive along 225 now in Aurora, northbound Mississippi to 6th. At southbound side, slowing down near Parker. Weather today, patchy morning fog, then afternoon sunshine, high of 44. Currently mostly cloudy, foggy, 26. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers undergraduate completion and master's.
With the recent storms, are you thinking that your furnace might not be up to shape? You're not alone. Many found their heating system wasn't ready for another winter. This is Jack of Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling, an authorized American Standard heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality dealer. Don't wait until the next storm comes to find yourself and your loved ones in the cold. Call me today and I'll help you find the American Standard Heating and Indoor Air Quality System for your needs at the right price. 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
Been hearing so much about
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate from 1 to 2 p.m. every Saturday with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, 1 to 2 p.m. each Saturday.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, we bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money.
Call right now, and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. Call 800-508-5895. 800-508-5895. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-508-5895.
Jay Marvin from Rocky's Autos, and now more buying power than ever from Rocky's Autos, where they're matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $1,500. They'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $500, and they'll put down $500, and you've got $1,000 towards your next vehicle. And you talk about a selection. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the Front Range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $300 on your next trip. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. Log on to Orbits.com during the winter getaway sale, book a trip to Mexico, Hawaii, or the Caribbean, and save $300. It's the Orbits winter getaway sale. When you want to save big on your next trip, just Orbits and go.
Save $300 on a qualifying Hawaii, Caribbean, or Mexico flight and hotel for 7-plus nights. Valid for travel from 1-8 through 7-31-07. Booked by 2-4-07. Subject to availability and terms and conditions. See site for details.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'd like as well for us to see our dropout rates decrease significantly and to see the achievement gap among Caucasians and communities of color to close.
And that's Governor elect for a few hours, Bill Ritter, talking about the education issue. Obviously a top priority for AM 760 listeners. This is Mario Solis Marich. It's 50 minutes after the hour. I'm here sitting in for Jay Marvin. By the way, in a little bit, we have a Jay Marvin update. We know that a lot of you have been sending him, get well wishes and stuff, and we have a little surprise for you coming up. But that's later on in the program. Right now, we're talking about Governor Bill Ritter swearing in. Are you excited about it? And also about education. It seemed, I asked earlier, What would you make the governor work on? If I had wizard powers and I could poof make the governor work on one issue for you, what would it be? And people kept on talking about education. And it does seem to be like a concern in a way that it's never been before. Nan in Estes Park, what do you think? Nan, you're on the air.
Hi, Mario. Welcome, okay?
Thank you. Good morning.
At the risk of my usual, I don't express myself real well, do better on paper, but I would hope that with education, they consider that there are three types of learning for kids, and they're finding this out. Some kids learn by hearing, people learn by hearing, others learn better by reading, and some of them a mix. And it seems to me that while they're working on improving education, part of that would be in this direction. And there's an educator in who does a lot of speaking nationwide.
Who's that?
Kansas. And I can't think of his name.
Okay.
He and his wife, when they got married, they were redoing a house. Okay. This is 20 years ago, 25 uh-huh. years ago. And they'd leave, and since they worked at different times and had off together just one weekend day, they'd leave each other notes on what to work on. Or verbally. And the wife left him notes. He never completed everything. He would tell her stuff, and she never finished them.
Ah.
And by accident, she commented on this and said to him, "You didn't do this, 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 and this." And the next weekend, it was all done. And they couldn't believe it. And he wrote her notes because...
It wasn't because she was, like, saying it in a mean voice, though, was it? Like,
No.
Like,
it's just that what goes through our heads.
Right.
And I think I'm a mix, okay? And maybe in that way I'm lucky. So it probably is.
Right, because but isn't it also, Nan, are you an educator?
No.
No,
I'm a retired nurse.
But isn't it also that just some, and I'm glad you're helping me define this issue, because some people, and right now we're talking about young school-age people, but some people just don't fit in the classroom.
Right,
and we even go as far as trying to medicate them sometimes.
Yep.
You know, to just say, you know, let's see if we could get this young man or woman to comport themselves in a way that fits into our classroom.
And that's even a whole other subject.
Right, that I just walked into that one.
I have a lot of thoughts there.
Well, thank you for your call.
I appreciate it. Bye.
Have a good day. And Nan gave us a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I mean, because I was one of those kids. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. I barely graduated high school, man. It was like by the skin of my teeth. I actually think that one of the teachers kind of let me slide a little bit. You know, it's like I kind of should have not passed a certain class. And I think one teacher gave me a C. I should have been an F or something like that. Or maybe he was less subtle and gave me a D. I forget. But because I could never, you know, I never quite fit in to the classroom. My mind wanders all over the map. And you have these, you know, especially in high school where something happens where they suddenly believe that you're old enough to listen to lectures. Right, so it's less kind of book oriented or writing, you know, writing exercises, and it's more like listening to the teacher. I think they're kind of trying to prepare you for college or whatever, where it's more lecture oriented. And in a situation like that, I'll be listening to somebody, and if they hit a topic that I'm interested in, and especially, could you imagine at that age, right? My mind just goes somewhere else. You know, and I could be off thinking about somewhere else. I never quite fit in that mode. And I could imagine that kids, like I said, and I don't know if I was below average or above average. Bottom line is that I wasn't at the average, and I don't think it's about above or below. I think it's about either, you know, one side or the other. There's kind of a spectrum, let's say, that it's not like an up or down thing. Or at least that's what I convinced my parents of. But when it all fleshes itself out, I mean, we do have this education, and it's hard to get passionate sometimes about this issue unless you have kids or nieces and nephews that are actually experiencing this and not doing well in the system. And you know that these young people that you're close to are bright, but that something is going wrong. The president, I guess this is the 5-year anniversary of the No Child Left Behind deal that he passed and didn't fund. And so, believe it or not, No Child Left Behind is up for renewal this year with the brand new Congress. Not only was it not funded properly, but portions of it were just completely, completely, in my opinion, out of whack. You have Utah, I'll tell you, conservative states, you have Utah suing the Bush administration so they don't have to comply with No Child Left Behind. So this is not a political issue. This is not a right or left issue. This is an issue that is about the future of our country. And right now, we have Democratic Congress, a Democratic Senate, and the federal education centerpiece, No Child Left Behind, up for renewal. Let's see what happens. Apply the pressure, get angry, get passionate. This is Mario Solis Marich on AM 760. It's 58 minutes after the hour.
Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Are credit card bills making your life miserable? Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. In fact, they have helped people just like you wipe out over $15 million in credit card debt.
The best part was they worked with my creditors for me.
Get your credit card statements handy and call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation.
The people at Debt Relief really listened. No one judged me or talked down to me. They just gave me a way out.
Call for your free, no-obligation debt consultation now. 800-914-8727. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could save you thousands of dollars and give you your freedom back. Get an army of debt negotiators on your side. Not available in all states. Call 800-914-8727. That's 800-914-8727.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. AM 760.net.
News, I'm Frank Setapani. A raging battle in the heart of Baghdad. American and Iraqi forces teaming up in the air and on the ground to kill 50 enemy gunmen and capture 21 more. CBS's Laura Logan describes the scene.
We could see Apaches flying in the air over our hotel. There were American warplanes in the sky. The Iraqis asked for American help in going house to house to raid the houses looking for multiple targets and also in sealing off the area.
To the Horn of Africa, where fresh American helicopter gunship attacks are reported on suspected Al-Qaeda terrorists in Somalia.
As far as we know, many of the terrorists who were hiding there were killed.
But Somali government spokesman Ali Jama can't give any hard numbers, and he isn't saying if the 1998 African embassy bombing mastermind is among the dead. Four American warships are in position now off the Somali coast. This could be another busy day for Southern California fire crews. The forecast calls for hot, dry conditions and more Santa Ana winds like the ones that fanned last night's fire in the Malibu Film Colony.
It was an inferno, absolute inferno, just a wall of black. It was very scary, lots of fire and smoke.
Mayor Ken Kersley says the fire leveled four seaside mansions and damaged five other homes.
I have heard that Suzanne Somers lost her home. There's a lot of celebrities. There are billionaires who live along this road. There are millionaires, and there are people like myself, a retired school teacher.
If you're retired and you're old and poor, you could be out of luck when it comes to finding a place to live. CBS's Barry Bagnato has that.
For low-income seniors seeking affordable housing, a bleak picture. Average wait time in the government's best-known program, more than 13 months. In a new survey, 9 out of 10 property managers say they keep waiting lists. For every unit out there, there are now 10 applicants. Nancy Libson of the Association of Homes and Services for the Aging.
Just when the numbers are rising that need this housing, this is not the time to be going backwards.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The new year has been murder in New Orleans. 9 homicides in 8 days. WWL's Dave Cohn says city officials are worried the violence will hurt Mardi Gras business.
One thing that's being talked about is an overnight curfew in New Orleans, but restaurant and bar owners are already speaking out, saying shutting down the city at 2 a.m. would hurt businesses that are struggling to survive since Hurricane Katrina.
The best company to work for? Google comes out on top in Fortune magazine's latest list. Last year's number one, Genentech, fell to second place. Fortune was impressed with Google's employee perks, everything from free gourmet meals to laundry and dry cleaning services and on-site oil changes and body rubs. The American consumer may be feeling the pinch. A banking industry report puts late payments on credit card bills at the highest level in a year. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are higher. The Dow Industrials are ahead 15 points. NASDAQ is up about 3. This is CBS News.
Time to get in shape and look good doing it. At Kohl's January Savings Sale starting Wednesday, you'll find great savings on stylish workout wear and casual apparel, like 40 to 50% off Mrs. Active and fitness wear, and 30 to 50% off athletic shoes for the entire family. And if you're shaping up for a whole new look, come save on our entire stock of denim jeans. There's something for everyone. Jumpstart your new year at Kohl's January Savings Sale starting this Wednesday. Kohl's, expect great things.
So, you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So, unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Office Max, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
Every year, I'm Corey Lopez at AM 760 Local News Update now. Governor-elect Bill Ritter will be sworn in at the Capitol. Yesterday, he moved into his new office and got another perk as well, the 26,000-square-foot Governor's Mansion. Ritter will lay out his special agenda coming up on Thursday. We will carry this morning's inauguration ceremonies live here on AM 760. It will start just before noon. Wind gusts reached 100 miles per hour in some parts of the foothills on Monday, knocking many cars off the metro roadways and leaving massive snowdrifts behind. Bob Kodak is facilities manager at Ralston Elementary in Genesee. He and his team had quite a cleanup on their hands.
I could not believe it when I got here because we had just got it already Saturday. Thought things were going to be fine. As you can see, we have like 15-foot drifts over here in front of our temps, and all I have is a little tiny snowblower and a little lawnmower plow.
Fortunately, classes didn't start up until, well, actually this morning. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, watch out for one hot spot. Southbound 25 may be a little tough approaching the Tech Center. We had a crash at Bellevue of the culprit there. Southbound 25 getting out of Thornton North Glen still loaded up on our usual downtown stretch as well. And on the opposite end of the metro area, you can expect major delays getting out of Castle Rock. Traffic still lined up northbound 25 near Founders Parkway. You've got a lot of company on eastbound arteries as well, including the Boulder Turnpike and 6th Ave at Federal. C-470 busy from Broadway to University. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, patchy morning fog, then afternoon sunshine, 44. Right now, mostly cloudy, patches of fog, 26. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tonight at 7, only on Versus, one of the best rivalries hits the ice. The Detroit Red Wings versus the Colorado Avalanche. The puck drops at 7, only on Versus. Red Wings versus Avalanche. The competition is on. Check local listings for Versus.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Could be wrong.
This is Mario Solis Marriage at 6 minutes after the hour. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on AM 760. Hopefully you're having a good morning, having some coffee. Hopefully it's not deep. Well, man, unless you like decaf. I think they played a trick on me here. I'm, you know, at the studio earlier today because I had like 4 cups of coffee and got nothing out of it. And I think that one of the decaf people, you know, put, decaf into the regular coffee pot or something. Because, it took, and finally right now I went and made a real cup of coffee. So, you know, hopefully you're not having coffee confusion this morning. Very quickly, there's like this, we're gonna talk about all kinds of issues today that are extremely important, but I couldn't get over this one story, John. By the way, I'm here with John Turk. Good morning, John.
Morning, Mario.
I can't get over the, I love, John, you, by the way, I have to tell you, you're an incredible producer. I'm gonna tell you that right now. You've given me more information than I could even talk about, and you give me these news feeds, you know, from Denver and the surrounding area, right? And there's this story that I just can't get out of my mind. I was saying, I don't even want to talk about that. It's so silly. But there's a story here about this kid, this teenager. Did you see this? Who was like ramming his car into this young woman's car, like they were driving down the street, and he kept on ramming it. Like with his car. And she like has a cell phone and she's calling up the cops and she's all like, I'm being pursued and this guy keeps on ramming me, you know, with his car. And it turns out, you know, so finally the cops, you know, catch up with them, pull them over, whatever, arrest the kid. It turns out that he thought, not that it makes it any better, by the way, but he thought he was ramming his girlfriend's car. He didn't realize he was drunk. He thought the car in front of him was his girlfriend. He was mad at his girlfriend because she didn't kiss him goodnight or something. And he was like, you know, trying to get her attention, so he's ramming his car into her car. It turns out it's not his girlfriend at all. It turns out it's some, you know, it's some strange, you know, it's some somebody doesn't know who happens, I guess, to have the same, you know, a car that looks similar or something to his girlfriend. So he's like, you know, ramming some stranger. You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like he'd be perfect for the Bush administration. You know, always choosing the wrong targets. It sounds like our Iraqi policy, quite frankly. That's what that sounds like. And check this out. I don't know what happened today. We bombed Somalia. You know, we're bombing a portion or an island or something. We're bombing, well, not an island, but we're bombing a portion of Somalia right now. And it started last night, and it's continuing this morning. And there's been very little news about it. You know, the details are not forthcoming. I don't know if you know, how the White House has been able to black this out. CNN finally has a little news about it on their website. Apparently, the White House is claiming that we saw terrorists in Somalia, that we've spotted them, caught them, and I guess we can't, like, send people in to arrest them or even to shoot at them. We have to, like, bomb them. Am I the only person who thinks that this is ridiculous? We spot these guys that apparently we've been looking for, and we don't send people in to get them. We just bomb the neighborhood that we think they're in. You know, they're in. You know, it'd be like they're like, you know, these guys, if they had gone to Boulder and were spotted in Boulder, Bush would be bombing Boulder right now. He wouldn't send somebody in to get him. He'd bomb Boulder. This is just the craziest policies that this administration has. And you know what? You know what's going to happen next week? They're going to say, watch. It's going to end up being the number two man from Al-Qaeda. They'll say, we killed the number two man from Al-Qaeda again. And he was hiding in Somalia, and so we bombed, you know, five villages, and we got him. That's what and then they're going to give each other medals. Someone's going to get, you know, the Freedom Medal of Honor or something. You just watch for our great conquest of two people that we caught in Somalia that it only took five bombing the heck out of five villages to get. The president's going to come before you tomorrow night. I don't know what time he's going to be on tomorrow night on your TV set and on your radio. And he's going to try to convince you that the way to solve the problem in Iraq is to send more troops out there. And the Democrats are trying to figure out, like, what can we do? And there are a couple of Democrats that are saying, okay, we're not the commander in chief. The Democrats or anybody with any sanity on foreign policy doesn't have the White House under control right now. And constitutionally, there's only certain things we could do. He holds most of the cards. He's the commander in chief. But he can't give himself money. Right? He can't give himself money. So many Democrats in the House and the Senate are saying, we won't give him any money for new troops. We have the power of the purse. As a matter of fact, you know, almost everybody's favorite senator right now, Barack Obama, like the superstar of the Senate, talked specifically about this. Why don't you play it for him, John? You have the Barack clip.
My office is now investigating what tools are available to us to condition or constrain appropriations. But what I've also said is that I'm not willing to create a situation in which troops who are already in Iraq might be shortchanged in some way because of restrictions on appropriations.
Now this is they're going to be the Democrats' attempt, which I think, number one, is what they have to do because, you know, it's at their power. Morally, they have to make some effort to constrain this guy. The country is not, there's not a single poll that has any significant, any number over 30% of the American people saying that they want to send more troops to Iraq. For crying out loud. And who knows, maybe he's probably going to stick Somalia in there tomorrow night. Can't wait to hear, you know, how he's going to brag about the great victory over Somalia we had today. But so this is what Democrats are thinking of doing. Now, it's tricky for two reasons. Number one, let me say something right now. They have to do it because it's what the American people want. I believe it's morally the right thing to do, that you don't fund something that everybody understands except for a few people in the White House and people that, you know, the neocons at the White House and the neocons wherever they meet for their, you know, for their $10 martinis to ponder how to take over the planet. Everybody else knows it's a disaster. And so... But let me say, it's the only thing they could do. They should do it. But number two, it's not going to work. And I've come full circle on this. And I thought I understood when the Democrats said, you know, we cannot impeach this president. Because, number one, you end up with Vice President Cheney. Number two, you only have 2 years left. So you really can't, you know, I mean, an impeachment is like a long process. You know, it's a very long, drawn-out process, and, you know, it's 2 years. But I've changed, you know, so I understood that. But you know what? And I want to get your opinion on this, 303-713-7600. I've come full circle on this. And I believe now the Democrats should move to impeach. I do believe it now. I know it's harsh. I'll tell you why. I'll get your opinion on it. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. This is Mario.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Tech Center area should be almost out of the way. Pretty difficult getting across 270 westbound. Those emergency pothole repairs going on right near Vasquez, and we've had stop-and-go traffic through there all morning long. Weather today, patchy morning fog followed by afternoon sunshine with a high of 44. Right now, mostly cloudy, some patches of fog, 26. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodations if there's rain for more than 2 hours on any given day. So call your travel agent. Only in Acapulco. Where else? Mexico. Beyond your expectations. Restrictions apply.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Daddy, what is global warming?
To a five-year-old.
Daddy, who is Nancy Pelosi?
Today's world can be hard to understand.
There's something happening here.
What does Stay the Course mean?
Through understanding comes the ability to explain.
Daddy, will the war ever end?
You better stop.
Daddy?
The Truth Explained on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
No president can be successful in the conduct of any war without the support of the American people.
That's Congressman Charlie Rangel speaking the truth, a man of experience. This is Mario Solis Marich on AM 760 sitting in for the great Jay Marvin. It's 21 minutes after the hour. It's funny that Congressman Rangel should say that, because right now, Raw Story is reporting that a new Gallup poll indicates that only 31% of the American people support a troop escalation. And yet the president's going to come to you tomorrow to ask for that. I think now, I've changed my position on impeachment. I now believe that the Congress should proceed with impeachment. What do you think? 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Why do I think that? I think that because this week the Congress will begin to move to restrict the Bush administration's ability to fund the more troops that they're going to call for tonight. But this will not stop this president. This president will move forward regardless, and in a second I'll tell you why. But right now I have a big surprise for you. I've been talking about this all morning. We have a Jay Marvin update. We know a lot of you have been, like, you know, giving your hellos and stuff to Jay Marvin, your well wishes via the internet. And so we wanted to be sure to give you an update, but why should I give you a Jay Marvin update? Why shouldn't it be Jay Marvin himself joining us right now, the one, the only, your talk show host here on AM 760, Jay Marvin? Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Mario. Thanks for filling in for me, man. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I'm really having a great time.
Oh, you sound great.
Thank you. And how are you feeling, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I probably got another, I guess, three or four more days of this left to go of being out. I should be back next Monday, maybe. Hopefully I'll find out this week from the doctor. I'm doing good. I've lost 25 pounds already.
Congratulations.
Since December the 25th. And, yeah, I'm hanging in there, man. I mean, some days are good. Some days are, not so
hot. Yeah, no. Listen, I understand. My sister had the very same operation.
Oh, wow.
About 2 years ago. And she had to have it because she, it was a solution because she's a diabetic and she was becoming insulin resistant, right? And
right.
And this was a great solution for her, and it's worked really well. I mean,
yeah,
she's off of insulin and she's healthy, and it's worked really well. But it's a tough operation, man.
Yeah, it's
a big
tough,
commitment.
It's tough, but, same thing with me. I'm off of my insulin. I'm off of, which I never took through injection. I took it through orally, and
uh-huh.
I'm off my high blood pressure pills, and my cholesterol is fine, and, I'm losing weight. I'm not on total solid food yet, but I'm fighting my way there. But, man, hey, I appreciate the job you've been doing, and you've been sounding great.
Thank you. Coming from you, that means a lot, Jay. So your folks, they've been sending you, I don't know if they forwarded you the emails, the well wishes?
Oh, man, I've been getting tons and tons of them, and I can't answer all of them, but I've been getting a gazillion of them, and thank you so much to everybody for all the emails. And, it's just really heartwarming, and it's cool to look at them as you're sitting there. And some of them I have answered, but a lot of times it's hard to answer all
yeah.
of them. But I do read every single one of them.
That's great, Jay. Take care of yourself, and I guess folks will hear from you next week.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be back. If not, hey, I got a capable guy to sit in for me. As a matter of fact, you can just take over the whole show. As a matter of fact, brother, why don't you just move out here, man?
Hey, man, I love Denver. I was telling this to John earlier. I love Denver.
Well, I love LA too.
I love LA too. It's a toss up for me.
We need to get you out of here, man.
Hey, listen, you know what? I'm not a skier though, but I don't know how you guys, how the locals consider this. I don't ski, but I love snowmobiling. And I don't know if that's, it's not as like athletic, but it's fun. I love it. So
there's room for everybody out here, man. Come on.
I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, Mario. Thanks, brother.
Thanks for joining us. That's the one and only Jay Marvin. You heard it there. He's getting better, and he thanks you for your well wishes. Good to hear from him. Yeah, my sister went through the same thing, and I have to tell you, it's a huge commitment, and it's not, it's not a simple operation, and it's she did great on it, though. Had tremendous health benefits from it, just tremendous. And I'm sure he will, too. He sounds really strong. And let me tell you, it takes a lot out of you. We do want to get back to your calls in just a second. By the way, you could call us at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600 is the number. Will, you're on the show with Mario Solis. What's up? You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
And now I could hear you. Yeah.
Okay, great. I wanted to touch a little bit about impeachment. I've been agreeing with you about impeaching Bush and, to a lesser extent, Cheney, although I think it'd be tougher to prove a case against Cheney. He's just slimier. But they both need to be impeached just because we've got to stop them. And part of the opposition to impeachment is that it's going to be difficult to win. Now, speaking as a Democrat, one of the things that frustrates me about Democrats they pick and choose their fights. They're saying we're not going to win this fight, so we're not going to fight. Well, it doesn't work that way. The Republicans, when they were trying to impeach Clinton, they knew they didn't have the numbers. They knew they didn't have the popular support, but they fought the fight anyway, and they came across as being tougher than Democrats are. And truth isn't the way that it's set up that way. The Democrats are a lot tougher on terrorism, for example, than
right.
Republicans ever were, but they're perceived as being weak because they don't fight all the fights. They don't fight every single time. And we need to get out of that mindset. It's not a matter of picking and choosing. It's a matter of right and wrong, and we're right and they're wrong, and we have to.
You thank you for your call and your perspective, and I agree with you, but I also, I see, I've moved on this. Because I don't think we'd win. I agree with you. I don't know if you think we'd win this one or not. I don't think we'd impeach him. I don't think there's enough time to impeach him. But I think that we need to do everything we can to slow him down. And just because we don't appropriate, it's the guy doesn't follow the rules. He doesn't follow the law. And so I was one of those people that said, okay, they're taking impeachment off the table. I could see why. I could, you know, I'm okay with that. It's a difficult process. We'd never get it done in time. That being said, now that we see him, like, he didn't get the message. He didn't get it. He didn't get the message the American people sent him. He's going to give a speech tomorrow night that's going to cover him, give him some kind of political cover, as he moves more and more of our young men and women into Iraq, to what Republicans, what Ollie North doesn't even agree. My goodness. I finally agree with something with Ollie North. Ollie North thinks we're putting people out there just to be targets. But this guy's going to move forward anyways. And he'll spend the money. He'll find it. He has never been constrained by the law. Something as simple as the law or the Constitution doesn't constrain this guy. And now I'm clear. He's not going to pay attention. He's not going to pay attention to the Congress. He's not going to pay attention to the American people. He told us that, as a matter of fact. A couple months ago, didn't he tell us that he was going to continue? As long as Barney and his wife agree with him, he's going to move forward. So I don't think impeachment for the sake of impeaching. I think impeachment for the sake of slowing this guy down, whatever it takes. What do you think? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. This is Mario on AM 760. It's 30 minutes after the hour.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, it's still a pretty tough ride just about wherever you are, but definitely getting into the metro area south of the city. We've got traffic just at a standstill virtually, northbound I-25 at Founders Parkway. So some sort of issue just past that getting into Denver. So expect delays. Give yourself plenty of extra time. Had a wreck southbound 25 approaching Bellevue, Tech Center area. It should be almost out of the way. Pretty difficult getting across 270 westbound. Those emergency pothole repairs going on right near Vasquez, and we've had stop-and-go traffic through there all morning long. Weather today, patchy morning fog, followed by afternoon sunshine with a high of 44. Right now, mostly cloudy, some patches of fog, 26. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What a deal. A Subway Fresh Value Meal sub of the day for just $3.99. A different sub every day with chips and a drink, just $3.99. For a limited time, but participating restaurants, offer good on a regular 6-inch sub, bag of chips, and 21-ounce drink. Subway, eat fresh.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Colorado Crush owner John Elway's New Year's resolutions.
2007. Lucky number 7. A new Colorado Crush Arena football season approaches. The Crush are ready to win more games, get back to the Arena Bowl, and win another league championship. We'll score more touchdowns, make more defensive stops, and do it in the spectacular, amazing style that is uniquely Colorado Crush Arena football. Entertain our great fans, score another trophy for Colorado, and get another ring for the team. Let's get started.
Season tickets are on sale now at 720-258-3400, Ticketmaster.com, or ColoradoCrush.com.
Jay Marvin here. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that'll save you money, available only from my friends at the Mortgage Store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. I guarantee you're going to love it. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all your bills into one low, low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company you can trust that'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They have $25 million dedicated to this program, and it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent Help. one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Democrats will not cut off funding for our troops.
And that's Speaker Pelosi. And this is Mario Solis Marich. It's 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. She went on to say they will not cut funds for the troops, but they're certainly considering, strongly considering, I would say, like restricting funding for new troops, which is what the president's coming to the table with. Surprise, surprise, right? President's going to come to you tomorrow night on via TV asking you for more troops. That's what he needs to do. What do they say? The definition of insanity is finding a strategy that doesn't work and doing it over and over and over again and expecting a different result. That's exactly what this administration is doing. This is a textbook example of insanity. And I do not trust, based on this president not being able to hear the message from the midterm elections, and based on his past history of not following the Constitution or the laws of this country, I don't trust that just because they restrict funding for new troops, that it won't stop him from finding a way to send more troops to Iraq. And so I've changed my position on impeachment. I understood when people said we need to not do that because we don't have time. I have changed. I think we should do it even if we don't have time to get it done. It's going to tie him up and slow him down, and that's what needs to happen. What do you think? Give me a call. Tell me what you think. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Phil in Colorado Springs, what do you think?
Yeah, you there?
I'm here.
All right, Mara. You know what? I was with you before in terms of I felt like, you know, we've got business to do. Let's not mess around with impeaching this guy. But at this point, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, you know, what kind of precedent do we set for the future of our country when we allow a president to basically go out and do whatever he wants without holding him accountable at all?
Yeah, and Phil, do you have any trust in this guy that just because the Congress says no, that he would actually, you know, that he's actually going to pay attention to them?
No, I don't have any trust in him whatsoever in that. And it's interesting earlier, when you talked about the definition of insanity, you know, looking at this guy as a former alcoholic, I don't want to stretch this too far, but, you know, there's such a thing as a dry drunk.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I look at this guy and I go, you know, it almost as if he just doesn't get the message. It's over and over again. And I wonder about a group think situation with the people around him where it's, you know, my way or the highway, you're a bunch of yes men, and away we go. And also, I don't want to dominate here too much, but I think his hero is Reagan. And I think he looks at Reagan and thinks, you know what, a lot of people had problems with Reagan's policies during his presidency, and then, you know, especially the right-wingers hail him as basically their Roosevelt later on. And he believes that 10 years from now, I'll be a guy that everybody looks back on and says, you know what a guy.
Yeah, that might be true as well. Thank you for your call, Phil. Van in Boulder, what do you think?
You know, I've vacillated back and forth on this, but I really want to see him, you know, I'd like to see the video of him, you know, doing the Saddam. And I'm wondering.
Oh, man, I don't think we're allowed to say that.
Well, no, after he's out of office, you know, I don't want to, you know, I'm just saying, but I think that, we're in a situation where impeaching him, let's assume that we can get it done. I actually don't think it'll take that long get it, get the ball rolling. Just because I think the facts for impeachment are already out there. I don't think there's a whole bunch of investigating that needs to happen. But I think that one of the things is that if we impeach him, then that's kind of like, okay, justice is served. But if we investigate, and we really use this next 2 years to investigate what he's done, not bring any charges against him, but really have the case built, and then wait till he gets out of office, wait till we have a Democrat in the White House so he can't get a pardon from the guy that's sitting in office, and then prosecute him under the various laws that he broke in office.
Well, that's a possibility as well. That might be the middle ground, Van, but...
I don't even know about the middle ground. The other thing is that, I don't think he's going to be traveling internationally very much. because I think that he could end up arrested and trial at the
Like Hague. Pinochet, right.
Yeah, or Milosevic. I just think that, I think that he is really... He's put us, America, in just an incredible position. I mean, one thing that I saw the other day that just really hit me was we've got 25% of the people that believe that the Armageddon and the rapture is going down this year, and that's right about where his approval rate is right now.
That's
so
interesting.
And you look at, we've literally got a good portion of our population that is in, pure idol worship mode.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the thing to remember, and thank you for your call, Van, and thank you for calling 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. The thing about it is that no president has gone under 25%. I mean, 25% is the bottom. I mean, that was Nixon, within days before he resigned from office. So there's always going to be a 25% of the American people that are going to hang on to the, tell pollsters they support the president because, they've been brought up to believe that that's what you always say. So I think he's hit rock bottom, in approval ratings. Rob in Longmont, what's up? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Rob.
Yes. I'm in favor of an impeachment too because if we can get him impeached, he loses a lot of his diplomatic rights, and then he can, like Van was saying, he can be prosecuted under laws that he's broken. And I've got to agree with Van. I'd like to see him in the same position as old Saddam,
like facing trial. You mean
facing trial and dangling at the end of a rope?
That's oh my God! Great. Okay, well I can't advocate hanging him, well, right? But I appreciate your call at 303-713-7600. I don't think we'd finish. And I know that there's. And by the way, if you disagree with me, give me a call as well. It's okay to disagree with me, and I know a lot of people do, because it's like, and I was there just a few weeks ago. It's like no, but when I've seen him. Like, it didn't register to him. It did not register in his mind that the American people kicked his butt on November 7th. It didn't sink into him that you sent him a signal. He just thought, I don't know how he rationalizes it, but there he is. With a Democratic Senate and a Democratic Congress and the lowest approval rating of any wartime president ever. Because the American people are going to stick with you. If they see you in a conflict and that you're the commander-in-chief, they're going to support you. But then he squandered that type of support as well. So he's rock bottom right now. I know the Democrats are going to move, and I support this. I support them 100% in moving to restrict his funding for additional troops in Iraq. And we have to continue to support the troops that are out there because we can't leave them high and dry. But I just don't trust that he's going to pay attention. If you remember, we're talking about Reagan a second ago. We're talking about Reagan. Reagan got his funding restricted when for his adventure in Nicaragua. You know, and the Congress pulled the money for his military intervention in Nicaragua. And he found a way to get the money anyway. Bruce, you're on AM 760. This is Mario. It's
hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. Yes, I'm calling, and I'm concerned about this troop escalation because I've heard rumors perhaps they're going to use that to pin down Al-Sadr while they go into Iran and even Syria, who knows, you know, to start World War III.
Yeah, I mean, that's also a possibility, too. I mean, let me ask you a question, though. If the Congress were to restrict his funding next week, do you think it would stop him?
They'd probably find the money through some black ops or something else, but it would slow them down.
It's definitely worth doing. Don't get me wrong. But do you think this guy would pay attention in any way?
Well, I'd love to impeach him, but then I worry that Darth Cheney will take over. Is there any way to impeach both of them at once?
You know, I've talked. Thank you for your call. Unfortunately, there isn't. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to do it separately. But I think you have to wait till Dick Cheney became president before you could impeach him. I think that's the way it works. But thank you for calling 303-713-7600. And I think you get stuck with him. But I actually don't think you ever get the president out. But I think you tie him up, you make him hire a bunch of lawyers, you make him have to try to behave and cover his butt in public, and you get him to somehow start sinking into the fact that when history is told, he will be seen as the worst president in the history of the United States. This is Mario Solis Marich on AM 760. It's 44 minutes after the hour.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, it's I-25 still loaded up across the city. We're catching delays now on the northbound side from Logan through the bridges with heavy conditions still downtown and Thornton North Glen for the southbound lanes. No let up south of the city. Traffic jammed at Founders Parkway for your northbound 25 commute out of Castle Rock. Fog still a factor in many areas, including your south end commute and around Boulder. Weather today, patchy morning fog, then afternoon sunshine, high of 44. Currently mostly cloudy, patches of fog, 26. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Denver Health's Rocky Mountain Regional Trauma Center doctors and nurses care for thousands of severely injured patients with head trauma each year.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print, instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at Esurance.com today.
Purchased on the web at CUBUS.com by calling 303-49-BUS or go to all Tickets West locations at all King Superstores. The University of Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, we've bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money. Call right now and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. Call 800-508-5895. 800-508-5895. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-508-5895.
With the recent storms, are you thinking that your furnace might not be up to shape?
you're not alone. Many found their heating system wasn't ready for another winter. This is Jack of Jack Meissick Heating and Cooling, an authorized American Standard heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality dealer. Don't wait until the next storm comes to find yourself and your loved ones in the cold. Call me today and I'll help you find the American Standard heating and indoor air quality system for your needs at the right price. 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
With your busy schedule, who has time to earn a college degree? You do. Choose an online program through National American University and receive a quality university education with the flexibility of online learning. You can earn a college degree in as little as 18 months. At NAU, advance your career or start a new one all online. Call toll-free 1-866-491-GRAD. That's 866-491-4723. Regionally accredited by the Higher Learning Commission and a member of the North Central Association. NCAHLC.org.
The new Democratic Congress brings hope for the return of democracy, but they must keep working to get out of Iraq, stop genocide in Darfur, promote energy independence, and end the influence of big money in elections. Learn how you can help achieve these goals at Be the Change USA's conference this Saturday in Golden at the Manning School. It starts at 1 p.m. with panels, food, entertainment, and great speakers including Mike Miles, Pat Walk, and Ken Gordon. For details and registration, go online to btc-usa.org.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The president needs to know, and that's what I was telling him yesterday, is that congressional oversight is alive and well in the Congress of the United States.
I wonder what that conversation was like. This is Mario on AM 760, 50 minutes after the hour. Can you imagine Nancy Pelosi telling President Bush, congressional oversight, I know you're not familiar with it. Have you ever seen these two words in the same sentence, congressional and oversight? I mean, where do you start with this guy? Love to be a fly on that wall. This is Mario Solis Marich, right here on AM 760. I am announcing here, I've changed my position on an impeachment. I've now decided that impeachment is something we need to do. 303-713-7600 is the number, so you could comment. Tell me and the world what you think. 303-713-7600 right here on AM 760. Josh from Arvada, what do you think?
Hey, Mario. You know, I really think that Bush is the best thing the Democratic Party has going on now. And we can use him like Herbert Hoover, split him down and get fewer and fewer Republicans till we get to the point where we have a Democratic Congress for the next 30 years. And secondly, impeaching him is not going to do anything because an impeachment is always going to be pardoned. So we go through, we show who he is and use him as a tool and as a wedge issue, you know, kind of like the Republicans use gay marriage for the next 2 years, get a real solid amount of stuff, and then make sure that we've released enough evidence that they can send him to The Hague. And it'll comfort you to know The Hague doesn't kill anybody. They just lock you up forever.
Yeah, no, I take great comfort in that. But don't you think that as a tool? Because I agree. I mean, he'd only get pardoned if the next president was a Republican. But that being said, I don't think it would. You know that the impeachment would move to conviction anytime within the next 2 years. So, I mean, I'm not necessarily there to, like, see him in jail. I'm not supporting impeachment to see him in jail. I'm supporting impeachment because it's a process that will basically slow him down.
You know, I'm a little worried that impeachment will make him into a martyr.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to sit here and you're going to have, oh, you know, a lot of people don't pay enough attention. They're going to say, oh, look, they're doing it again. You know, they impeached Clinton, now they're impeaching Bush, you know, whenever
they're going to say it's payback or something like that.
Right, it's payback. Whenever the majority party is different than the presidency, they're going to go after the president with this. And frankly, the impeachment for Clinton just damaged the hell out of the democracy as a whole. It was wrong.
You think it damaged democracy?
Well, yeah, because when Nixon was impeached, legitimate reason for it. And what we've done is taken impeachment, which was put there for a way to get rid of a treasonous president and turned it into a payback, a political tool that is just for settling scores and messing with people. You know, I mean, it's not any different than when you get some small town with a crazy sheriff who puts his wife's best boyfriend in jail because he doesn't like him instead of for a real charge. And
you're not speaking from personal experience, are you?
Well, no.
Okay. It sounds like...
No, I saw Deliverance one time too many.
Well, thank you for your call, though. I understand your point. Tom from Firestone, what's up? You're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Mario. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good. Very quick comment. I think the most important aspect of this entire thing is simply that the situation with Bush needs to be viewed within the context of the history and the future of the United States from the standpoint of if Bush is not ultimately brought up on some type of charges and made to pay a price personally, this situation will repeat itself at some point in the future. And if we don't come to understand that, then we're simply going to be dooming ourselves to another Iraq-type situation in the future.
And isn't that, now that you're talking about, that's a whole different aspect that, quite frankly, and I'll always be honest with you, that in the past I had ignored, because I initially was not for impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I mean, they could also, based on what you're saying, turn around someday and say, well, how can you impeach a president on this? But Bush did this, and he was never impeached.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be part of the dialogue on the floor of Congress.
Well, and I think that just recently NPR has been running quite a few stories about Jerry Ford and his pardoning of Nixon.
Right.
And what I can't help but wondering is that if Nixon ultimately had been impeached, and much of what he did from the
point
of being
dishonest.
Well, I mean,
he was right. I see what you're saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, but if he had been impeached, would that not have been a more stern warning to people of Bush's mindset, which is once you become president, you are ultimately above the law.
No, and I agree with you, and thank you for your call.
Thank you.
And he called at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. John, you're on AM 760 with Mario Solis Marich. What's up?
Good morning, Mario. I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Thank you. I think the time is not right for impeachment, and I believe that Bush is an international war criminal, so we'll get that on the table. And if we could ever get him in front of the Hague, he would be convictable. But the Democrats have some things to do in Congress before we turn it into a totally partisan thing. And I believe that even if they could impeach him, which I don't think is given, there's absolutely no chance they could convict him in front of the Senate. They couldn't get 60 votes out of that Senate. They probably couldn't get 50, but they sure couldn't get 60.
Right.
And
you know what? And I agree with I agree with everything you're saying, but my problem is this: what do you do with the guy? I mean, it's like having an incorrigible child, but not being able to, you know, not even having the right to give him time out. I mean, the guy's completely out of control. He's getting. You know,
I understand that, but I think there's a series of steps that need to happen. The first is hearings. We've got to have some real oversight, like you said, of words that he never understood. And let's get on record in front of Congress these crimes. I think Truman is probably more impeachable than Bush, particularly if we could prove the oil energy meeting ties and the Halliburton stuff.
Well, that's a whole different topic, but I agree with you. Thank you for your call. I appreciate you calling me at AM 760. Alex in Denver, what do you think? You're on AM 760 with Mario Solis Marich.
Okay. Good morning, Mario.
Good morning.
It's Alex. Just quick comment. This guy has to be impeached.
Yeah, we're at that point now, I think.
Yeah, because we have enough already. I have two more years to see this guy. He's really dangerous.
Well, I he is dangerous, but I think we're stuck with him for 2 years regardless. You know, I mean, that was my thing against when I was against impeachment. You know, I was like, I thought, you know, it's not going to, we don't have time, meaning calendar time. There's not enough, you know, it's a long process. But that being said, I think we should do it just to tie him up.
Okay.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you, Alex, for your call. This is Mario Solis Marriage. When we come back, we'll talk about immigration reform, and we have a right-wing misinformation update from Media Matters. I'm here on AM 760. It's 58 minutes after the hour.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. Did you know there are 10 million people in the U.S. who have cancer? That's why it's great to know there are places like City of Hope Cancer Center that are on a fast track with research to find a cure. With new approaches like immunotherapy that use the body's own immune system to fight cancer. And they're helping create new drugs like Herceptin or Rituxan that are saving lives everywhere, every day. Now that's something to sing about. For more information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Tomorrow.
This is the course I've chosen. And in the end, you're completely alone with it all.
The most highly acclaimed drama in television history is coming to A&E. The Sopranos.
You know who I am? You know what I do?
The power.
You got no idea what it's like to be number one.
The love.
What does she have that I don't have?
The loyalty.
I follow you into the gates of hell.
The vengeance.
There has to be consequences.
The Sopranos on A&E. Previews tomorrow at 9, 8 central.
Once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
As news, I'm Nick Young. A breaking story in Las Vegas where police have responded to a high school where there has been a parking lot shooting. Reporter Kristen Flowers of affiliate KXNT is on the scene.
It is being called a road rage incident. The conflict ended here in the parking lot, and at that time, the suspect pulled out a gun, shot two students. He is expected not to be a student and, of course, fled the scene at that time.
A follow-up attacks in Somalia where U.S. airstrikes have targeted suspected al-Qaeda terrorists who are believed to be involved in the bombing of two U.S. embassies in Africa 9 years ago. CBS News reporter Catherine Arms has more from Nairobi, Kenya.
We understand now that helicopter gunships have launched attacks, assaults as well, near where these two earlier strikes had taken place. All we know at this point is that there have been some casualties. We don't know exactly how many.
Somali officials say today's raids have left up to 250 people dead. U.S. forces are also in action in Baghdad. American and Iraqi troops in a pitched battle with insurgents. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan is in the Iraqi capital.
We could hear the sound of heavy machine gun fire mounted on the back of Iraqi vehicles and also carried by Iraqi soldiers. You could hear American M16 weapons being fired, the constant drone of American air support, Apache attack helicopters, and fighter planes.
The Iraqi Defense Ministry says 50 enemy fighters were killed. Near Baghdad, a cargo plane has gone down. Turkish officials say it was carrying Turkish workers. The toll, 32 dead and 2 injured. Residents of the wealthy seaside enclave of Malibu are recovering this morning after a blaze driven by Santa Ana winds destroyed 4 expensive homes and damaged others. Mayor Ken Kersley says there was no way to save them.
Not a prayer in the world. Before any fire, there was a fire engine 400 feet, a firehouse 500 feet from it. They couldn't get there fast enough. It was gone.
It's not clear what triggered the blaze. Consumers are feeling the squeeze. The American Bankers Association says over the summer, the number of late payments on credit card bills climbed to their highest level of the year. James Chesson is the ABA's chief economist.
Budgets are tight for consumers, and if you're just on that margin, with the savings rates being negative and with home values stagnant, it can be a tough time to meet all your obligations.
Well, shareholders have given the okay to a $965 million sale of more than 120 Hard Rock cafes and also associated properties, including casinos, to the Seminole Indian tribe in Florida. The Seminoles already own and operate five other casinos around the state of Florida. And checking on Wall Street at this hour, right now, pretty good day. The stocks have moved higher. The Dow is up 14 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 6, and the S&P 500 up a fraction. This is CBS News.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
Good morning. Bob Corey, Lopez with AM 760 Local News Update now. The elect will go away for Democrat Bill Ritter today as he is sworn in as Colorado's 41st governor. You can hear the swearing in and the governor-elect's inauguration speech live here on AM 760 just before noon. It's days before the legislative session opens, and State Attorney General John Southers is announcing his bill to try and curb mortgage fraud, the bill taking aim at inflated appraisals.
Now, if you talk to the appraisal business, to the professional appraisers, they'll say that they're under immense pressure to meet values that the people who hire them want them to meet.
The bill by the AG would introduce new punishments on anyone who tries to influence an appraiser to submit a false or inflated estimate of a home's value. A former basketball coach at a charter school in the town of Monument being accused of dozens of counts of child abuse, sex assault, and other crimes. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports 28-year-old Gregory Burr faces 39 charges, includes child abuse for allegedly hitting players in the groin, whether it was slapping them or tossing basketballs. Tennis balls at them. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. Bob Corey, Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we're still busy across our primary roadways in the city. No new issues. I-25 has been a struggle all morning across the city. Still seeing some delay northbound 25 at Founders Parkway. Now, downtown traffic is going to be problematic, actually worse than usual for you on a work day. Governor Bill Ritter being sworn in shortly on the west steps of the state capitol. It's coming up at 11. And, of course, the Stock Show Parade will take place near Broadway and 17th later on this morning. Now, pretty congested conditions due to downtown street closures, and it'll be tough finding a parking space. Weather today, patchy morning fog.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
This is Mario Solis Marich right here on AM 760 at 7 minutes after the hour. Buenos dias, Denver, and the seven county area. Right now, we're going to get a right-wing misinformation update. On the line, we have Paul Waldman, a senior fellow with Media Matters. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Listen, a lot going on. A lot, and by the way, how's the new year for you?
The new year is going just fine. There is as much conservative misinformation in the media as ever.
Yeah, a lot of people, for whatever reason, thought that just because we took over, or Democrats took over the House and the Senate, I say we meaning, you know, I'm a hardcore Democrat, but just that the misinformation would stop and suddenly the media would be more balanced for some reason, but that hasn't happened, has it?
No, it hasn't. It's a nice idea, but to tell you the truth, we here at Media Matters are pretty cynical, and none of us expected that it would happen, and we've been proven right.
Well, and there you go. Let me ask you a question. One of the things that startled me, I saw on your site, MediaMatters.org. Is it MediaMatters.org or .com?
.org.
.org, okay. It was the statement that Neil Cavuto made, you know, concerning I think he was picking on the New York Times, where he was basically saying that, hey, everybody's talking about what a debacle the hanging of Saddam, how it was handled, what a debacle it was. And yet nobody, according to Neil Cavuto again, nobody was pointing out what a horrible guy he was. That's actually, why don't we play the clip for you and get your comment on it.
Okay.
Saddam's been dead nearly a week, and not a day has gone by without the media, especially the New York Times, regretting it, bashing it, second-guessing it, even condemning it. But you'd have a very tough time finding the Times devoting even a single day of front-page coverage to all of his atrocities or murders or any of his thousands of victims over the years. And don't my next guest know it. Vince Carafano is a senior research fellow from the Heritage Foundation, and Clay Waters, editor of MRC's Times Watch. Clay, it is rather startling. Lots of coverage of his death, no coverage of the deaths that led to it. I mean, I do not remember, 7 days now of non-stop coverage of this, front page stories about how this execution was botched, how we should have done more, from the same paper that said we're doing too much already. Leaving that aside, I do not remember 7 days of coverage, let alone 1 day of coverage, of the hundreds of thousands of people killed under Saddam.
Now, did you hear that? Now, Neil Cavuto says he doesn't remember any front page coverage of the hundreds of thousands of people that Saddam killed.
Yeah,
so let me ask you, I'm going to ask you straight out, based on your research, has Saddam received preferential treatment from the New York Times?
No, of course not. And you know what? This is sort of typical of what passes for conservative media criticism. You know, they don't like the New York Times, and they don't like the fact that the Times and, you know, pretty much the entire news media are reporting on the impact and the after effects of Saddam's execution. So Cavuto and his guests will say things like, oh, well, they didn't pay any attention to all the people that Saddam Hussein killed. Well, they're not basing that on any kind of careful look at what's actually been in the Times, because if you actually do that, which we at Media Matters did, we found lots and lots of front-page stories in the Times just in recent months about Saddam's atrocities. Even on that same day, you know, they ran a long obituary about Saddam Hussein, which went into all of his atrocities, and there were lots of front page stories that they have run recently about all the different murders that he carried out and the mass graves that were discovered. All this Times did plenty of coverage of that, but it's not that Neil Cavuto knew that there wasn't that kind of coverage in the Times, and so he made that statement. That's just kind of the world as he likes to think that it would be. The fact that it isn't true is not going to stop him.
What people forget, Paul, is that some people don't. I mean, you know, most people don't. Most people in the country don't read the New York Times, right? A lot of people do, but most people don't. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people watch only Neil Cavuto and some of these other folks. So that's where they get their information, and so they walk away thinking, oh, my God, the New York Times, you know, gives light treatment to Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, and you know, as I said, the facts are never going to get in the way of that kind of an attack. The conservatives like to spend a lot of their time assaulting the media and claiming that it has liberal bias, but when you actually ask them to come up with some facts to support their contentions, you know, this is a pretty typical case. It tends to fall away pretty quickly. The things that they're saying tend not to be true.
Now let me ask you another. There's another thing on your front page there at MediaMatters.org, and that's CNN, a reporter who did a story talking about the surge, right? And basically, and by the way, this was so subtle. And I'm glad you folks at Media Matters are pointing this out, because this was done so subtly, because it was done as a voiceover on, you know, not as a commentator, but almost like a hard news story. And it was loaded, I guess, with inference. Why don't we listen to this, and you could give me your comments.
President Bush hasn't announced his retooled Iraq plan yet, but Democratic leaders are already warning they could use the power of the purse to hold the president accountable if he decides to increase the number of U.S. forces in Baghdad.
If the president wants to expand the mission, that's a conversation he has to have with the Congress of the United States. But there's not a carte blanche, a blank check for him to do whatever he wishes there.
Democrats are seeking to cast a surge as an escalation of the unpopular Iraq war. But a senior Bush administration official says the White House views a potential surge as part of a broader political and economic strategy, a sentiment meant to answer concerns expressed by some skeptical fellow Republicans.
So here we have, she said, Democrats want to cast the surge as an escalation, pretending that the word surge has ever, you know, has any real, you know, any real meaning other than a highly rhetorical one, where escalation is an actual military term.
Right, and you know, this may seem on the surface like something small, but often a lot is revealed by just a comment made in passing or the way something is characterized.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you know, in this case, the idea when you say Democrats are seeking to cast a surge as an escalation, what that says is that surge is sort of the truth of it. And the use of a different term, escalation, is somehow the manipulation. It's the political attempt to manipulate the language. Of course, you know, the word surge is just as political an attempt to manipulate the language. The two sides are arguing over which language is more accurate. You know, we see this all the time. One of the things that Republicans have been very successful at in recent years is changing the terms of debate. They spend a lot of time, and frankly more time than Democrats, thinking about what words they want to use, what they want to call things, and how they can advance their political goals through the clever use of language. And so one of the things you see among Republicans is that when they decide what something is going to be called, then it's going to be called a surge, for instance, which indicates something that's sort of that's strong and yet is temporary. What you find is that everyone on the Republican side immediately uses that term. And if they're successful, which they often are, they get reporters to start using it too. And that's what we've seen with this word, surge. All reporters are referring to it as a surge all the time without saying that this is the language that the White House wants us to use. And then when Democrats come along and say, well, you know, this isn't a surge, it's an escalation, all of a sudden, their attempt to use their term gets characterized as something that's political, whereas the surge is assumed to be just sort of what the truth of what it is.
Also beyond that, if I could add something, and that is that if you were to look through, because the Pentagon, you know, has a glossary of military terms, and I guarantee you, escalation is in military terminology. I do not believe surge is. I mean, surge is, you know, it's not like you said, it sounds powerful. It sounds like something that expands and then contracts, like a power surge, you know, that goes away. You know, it's a blip. And quite frankly, it's also, I don't know, it's very manly. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely.
Trying to be polite here this morning. But it's a strange term for a military exercise.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, we've seen a lot of these cases recently where the White House has you know, tried to get everyone to use some kind of new term, or in some cases get them not to use a term. You know, there was a big conflict over the use of the term civil war to refer to what is happening in Iraq.
Right.
And when some news organizations decided that, yes, you know, we're going to call this a civil war because by any definition that anyone could possibly come up with, what's going on in Iraq is a civil war, conservatives got up in arms and said that, oh, well, you know, if NBC or the Los Angeles Times calls Iraq a civil war, then they're making a political decision, and obviously they don't want America to win. But, of course, not calling it a civil war is a political decision, too. That just happens to be the one that the White House wants people to make.
Right.
So I think that's kind of the ground on which this is being fought.
And now I need to ask you about one of the most pressing issues of the day. And I hope, you know, I know this is a weighty issue. But MSNBC and Fox are in a fight.
Yes, they are.
What is that about?
Well, Bill O'Reilly, who's sort of the biggest star on Fox News, is in a little bit of a squabble with some people at NBC, NBC and MSNBC. And actually, you know, we were talking about the whole use of that civil war. That's where it really started, because NBC News decided that, yes, we were going to call this a civil war. And Bill O'Reilly went on the air on his radio show and on his television show and started talking about how NBC wants us to lose and they're just a bunch of liberals and they're out to get the president. And, you know, that's what we find, I think, with O'Reilly specifically and with a lot of conservatives, that either you're with George Bush or you must be against him. And if you're not, you know, using the language that George Bush wants, and if you're not issuing reports that seem to support what George Bush says, then you must, you can't possibly be acting as simply a journalist trying to report the truth. Then you must have some kind of political agenda. You must be out to get him. And so he started to attack NBC, and a couple of the people on NBC have begun to attack back. Joe Scarborough,
we have a clip that I want you to listen to. This has got to be the most ridiculous fight I've ever heard, but it's kind of fun as a lefty to watch this. Why don't you play the clip, Turk?
Bill O'Reilly has helped this network quite a bit, Johnson Alter, don't you? And why don't the people at Fox, who are very smart, and some of them, now, I'm not a huge fan of the network, but some of them are decent, and some of them actually are intelligent people. Why don't they shoot at Bill O'Reilly? Stop!
They
don't
can't,
respond!
They can't. They tried to say that to him, Tucker, when he sued Al Franken. Do you remember that whole thing? He said, they said to him, you've got no case, Bill. Don't sue. It just gives Al Franken publicity. He wouldn't listen. He's like the Macy's Day, you know, balloon in one of those plays. He's so full of himself. He's so inflated. It's coming out of his ears. He's so full of it that they can't possibly, you know, bring him down to earth. So
you know,
he's
going to
do this, and it's going to help Keith. I think it's great for Countdown. It's great for MSNBC. He keeps feeding it. His numbers keep going down. Keith's numbers keep going up. Status quo is great for MSNBC.
Let me ask you a question. How much of this do you think, Paul, is just about ratings and has nothing to do with policy? And how much do you think Bill O'Reilly is really, you know, ideologically opposed to MSNBC?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, it's Bill O'Reilly needs villains. His show feeds on anger. That's what his whole shtick is all about. It's about who's he mad at, who can he say is an enemy, who can he tell his listeners, his viewers to, that they should be hating today. And he's seized on NBC, and you know, the evidence that he provides is ridiculously thin. You know, over the Saddam execution, there was a report on NBC that O'Reilly singled out, in which they said that it was a real PR problem for the United States. And he said that showed that they wanted the terrorists to win or something. You know, which is ridiculous. It is a PR problem for the United States. That's a fact. But if you state facts that don't reflect well on the Bush administration, then O'Reilly says that you're an enemy. So he needs to have these kinds of villains. But, you know, I don't doubt that he really believes this sincerely, which, in fact, is maybe the more frightening thing.
Yeah, that's very scary.
So, but, you know, he charges that there are no, you know, it's all a bunch of liberals over at NBC, and there are no conservatives. Well, you know, look at what's on the MSNBC lineup. You have Tucker Carlson, who's a conservative. You have Joe Scarborough, who's a conservative.
Right.
You have Chris Matthews, who is the president of the John McCain and Rudy Giuliani fan club.
Right.
And then you have Keith Olbermann, a guy who is occasionally critical of the Bush administration, but is not, you know, in an ideologue in any kind of way that's similar to people like anyone on the Fox lineup. So it's just sort of a ridiculous notion that it's this whole network.
Right, this whole cabal.
That's all out to get the president and is just trying to push some sort of liberal agenda.
Well, Paul Waldman, you guys, you folks at Media Matters do a great job. People could follow all your good work at MediaMatters.org. I appreciate you spending some time with us right here on AM 760.
It's been my pleasure.
Thank you. That's Paul Waldman, and this is Mario.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Golf DeRoos, and I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437. 222-1437.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
800-7351.
Do you care about our nation's energy situation? Do you know that our oil dependence is expected to worsen over the next 20 years? Our political leaders need to know that you want action on this issue. Unlike Brazil and even Sweden, we have no plan to control our energy destiny. If you care, sign our petition at EI2025.org and support political candidates that will do more than talk. Learn more at Americans for Energy Independence, EI2025.org.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Merrick setting in for Jay. It's 25 minutes after the hour, right here on AM 760. By the way, you could email me directly at Mario@MyLatinoNews.com, Mario@MyLatinoNews.com. And you could email the station here at am760.net, am760.net. And we're going to open up the lines, just like Jay does every day around this time. We're going to open up the lines at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. You could comment on any of the stories we've been talking about and just or bring a brand new issue to the table. You could give us a call at 303-713-7600. Daniel from Denver, what's up?
Good morning, Mario. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, brother.
Great. You've been talking about impeaching Bush, but I think the more immediate and pressing problem is that Bush has his finger on the button, and I think, like an earlier caller said, This surge or escalation could be a ruse for launching war, yet another war against another country, you know, like particularly Iran. And so I think a lot more important than going with an impeachment would be for Congress to pass a law saying that the president cannot start any more wars without their permission, because of course. But
Daniel, that law exists.
Right, that's in the Constitution.
It's in the Constitution. So what I'm saying is that this president does not pay attention to law.
Right.
You know, so I appreciate your call, and thank you for calling us at 303-713-7600, but, I mean, this is kind of my point. I mean, there has to be a way to distract this guy or to get him so busy, right, that we kind of curtail some of his activities, because I think he's just going to continue to break the law. I don't think he's going to pay attention to anything Congress does. I mean, I really, there was some hope. I really thought he would have gotten the message, but what, last week, he made it possible for him to, like, look at postal mail, to go into your mailbox and pull out your mail and read it without any permission, without even telling you about it. I mean, he has no regard for America. And now what do you do to slow him down? We're stuck with him for 2 years. Yeah, we're stuck with him. So what do we do to slow him down? Mike in Lakewood, you're on with Mario on AM 760. What's up?
Hey, Mario, just a couple things. I'm just under the impression that your heritage may be Hispanic.
That's right. And, my folks are from Mexico.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I work with some great Mexican guys in the construction trade, which is my business. I'm a plumbing and heating guy.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and, they haven't affected us directly as a business as of yet. The hiring pool has gotten a little bigger is all. And hopefully most of those guys go to union representatives. So we'll see how that shakes out. But I really just wanted to get your take on the immigration issue, and the only other thing I wanted to say was, over the past couple months, I've had two spirited conversations with Jay Marvin in regards to the foreclosure rate in Colorado particularly, but one very interesting statistic is that, and I got this from a lawyer that deals specifically in foreclosures, and he writes some of the laws that deal with real estate here in Colorado. 50% of the foreclosures are only handled by one party in the marriage. And that's startling to me.
That's interesting. I mean, what does that mean? I guess I'm a little confused.
Well, I suppose what that means
and
is...
And you kind of have to bottom line it because we're running out of time, but I'm curious to what that means.
What that means is the legislation that's going out to, try and rein in some of these predatory lending companies.
Yes.
It really boils down to human contact. You know, they need to take the time to contact the party that's not being foreclosed on for whatever reason. Because at the time I was foreclosed on, I had $46,000 in the bank.
Oh, I see what you said. Proper notification.
Absolutely.
I see what you're saying. Well, I appreciate your call. Thanks for giving us a call at 303-713-7600. And continue listening, because actually when we get back from this break, I'll go ahead and tell you what my perspective is on the immigration issue. And we'll even field more calls on that, if you'd like, right here on AM 760. Once again, the number, 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Marriage. This is AM 7.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Do you care about our nation's energy situation? Do you know that our oil dependence is expected to worsen over the next 20 years? Our political leaders need to know that you want action on this issue. Unlike Brazil and even Sweden, we have no plan to control our energy destiny. If you care, sign our petition at EI2025.org and support political candidates that will do more than talk. Learn more at Americans for Energy Independence, EI2025.org.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
Two sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head. It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just a fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Marriage sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on AM 760. I just got asked the question about the immigration debate, and I'll definitely weigh in on that in just a second. But I have to tell you something. I just saw this news story that I thought you might be interested in. I certainly am. Hey, John. Let me ask you a question. What company do you think, what news outlet, let me specify a little bit, do you think has an affirmative action program in place right now? John?
If I had to guess, how about Fox News?
You saw the news story. You sucker.
That's great.
Fox News has an affirmative action program. It's called an apprenticeship program, quote, apprenticeship, end quote. I'm doing the thing with my fingers, but since I'm on the radio, you can't see me. And basically, the mission is to groom minorities for top journalism jobs, and it's not limited to entry-level hires. It also includes minority staffers who've been at the network for several years but could benefit from extra guidance, which, by the way, I have to tell you, I have no problem with. I think it's great, right? And if the Latino and African-American right-wingers need a place to get groomed, so be it, right? Let it be at Fox News. But that being said, I mean, I don't. And it, by the way, the program, now this is on HispanicBusiness.com, was the brainchild of Roger Ailes. And if you go to his HispanicBusiness.com, the profile of the person, you know, that, you know, how they, you know, how they try to personalize the story. So they show you one of the interns. The intern, his name is Victor Garcia, and he works for the O'Reilly factor. So there you go. Fox News, once again, saying one thing, but doing absolutely the other. By the way, we have open phone lines right now. So if you want to give us a call, you are more than welcome. You could give us a call at 303-703-7600, 303-713-7600. I would love to interview Victor Garcia to find out about Fox News' affirmative action program. So if you're out there, Victor, if anybody knows Victor Garcia from the O'Reilly Factor, have him give me a call at 303-713-7600. Now, we just had a caller who asked me about my stand on affirmative action. And by the way, I want to take this opportunity to say that I have a blog, but the name of my blog is nuestravoice.com, nuestravoice.com. That's N-U-E-S-T-R-A, voice.com. And Harry Reid, new Senate Majority Leader, just granted us his very first interview on the immigration issue. And we published it yesterday, but it's still up. It'll be, obviously, you know how the blogosphere is. It'll be up forever, but it's definitely up towards the top of the page right now. And he did a question and answer session with us in what we're calling an eacherview on the immigration issue, because Harry Reid has decided that immigration is going to be one of the top priorities for the new Senate this year. It's going to be one of his top ten legislative priorities. Now, a lot of people are, a lot of in the activist circles are groaning because they're like, oh, my God, here we go again, because this is such a gut-wrenching debate for some reason. And, so we're off and running again on this issue. But this is but nobody, if you ask anybody on either side of the issue, this is what's interesting about this debate. If you ask on either side of the issue, you ask somebody, do our immigration laws need reforming? Does our immigration system need reforming? Everybody says yes. Right? So there is consensus that it needs to be fixed. Now, after that, all heck breaks loose, right? I am a person who number one, I'm a person who believes that this is a land of opportunity, and this is also a land, I'll be reminded from many people that we're a land of laws, right, that need to be respected. But what people forget, first and foremost, this is a land of justice. You cannot have the enforcement of law without justice, because if you end up with an Iraq situation, right? So we are a country not just of laws, but we are also a country that prides itself on its ability to determine justice. And what I saw last year at the end of 2005 and into 2006, when the Republicans passed what they called the immigration reform bill, was just a complete lack of justice. And I believe in a comprehensive approach to immigration, but even more comprehensive than what's in the Senate right now. What's in the Senate right now, I would support as a compromise because Democrats were in the minority, but I no longer accept as an acceptable compromise. You have people that have been working here, paying taxes, etc., playing by the rules. They have been a part of our economy, and they've been a good part. All top experts will agree that they have been a net plus for the American economy. Notwithstanding whoever Lou Dobbs drags, on his stage, they've been net plus for the economy. And now that we've decided to say we need to tighten up, in order to make that work, you got to document people. So and I think that the only realistic way to do it is to provide people with a path to citizenship. You have to provide people with an incentive to jump into the system. And that's what we need to do. And that's what comprehensive immigration reform means to me. And that's what I support. Jim in Lakewood, you're on with Mario on AM 760.
Well, good morning. How are you this morning?
Very good. How are you?
I'm not bad. One of the questions, I happen to be one of those progressives who is concerned about immigration, and particularly illegal immigration, and mostly because of the impacts it has on our less educated workers, those who are legally in this country. And I get in these debates all the time, and one of the questions I always ask, and one of the things I'm always ready to say, is that I believe that we need to limit immigration to be consistent with maintaining wages, hours, and terms and conditions for workers in this country. So I guess my question to you is, and the question I always have trouble getting answers to, how much immigration, you say you don't support all of this bill, how much immigration do you believe is enough? Is 500,000? Is 1 million? What is the limit per year that you believe is appropriate?
Well, you know, I couldn't give you an educated answer on the actual number. I haven't determined a number. But let me tell you what I would say is standards. And the standard would be is we bring in a whole bunch of people legally from different parts of the world to do very high-paying jobs. We give immigration visas for nurses, for accountants, for technicians, for engineers, and yet we have this huge pool of potential labor here, and we don't invest in our educational infrastructure for our own citizens to go up to those jobs. So if we were going to make a cut, I would, through a stage program, cut out the higher-end visas for the better-paying jobs and reinvest in our educational system so that Americans could fill those higher jobs. That's number one. And I've never heard that on Lou Dobbs.
No.
I've never heard that from Tom Tancredo. See, being a progressive is not necessarily about what you're concerned or not concerned about. Being a progressive is about how you approach the problem.
And
I guess my question to you, which I never get an answer from, is how would you solve the problem?
Okay. Well, first of all, I think the proposal you have made is a bit of a red herring.
No, it's not a red herring. I asked you a question. You asked me a question. I answered it. So you answer my question.
Okay.
How would you solve the problem?
I would solve the problem, first of all, by effectively providing for enforcement. And that would be, clearly, from this point forward. Okay?
So what do you do about the point back?
Huh?
What do you do? Oh, you say from this point forward you do enforcement, but then what do you do? What do you do with our existing, with our existing undocumented population?
Okay.
You have to agree, we can't have a bunch of people living in the shadows like we do right now.
And I think that is a definite problem. First, I think that there are some of that group, based on the research and reading that I've done, who are here temporarily, who have every intention of earning some money and returning to their home countries. And those people should be the people who get temporary visas, and they should, and we should then make sure that when they're done, they in fact return. There are some people who want.
But, thank you for your call, but you're not answering my question.
Thank you for calling
303.
What I would do.
Well, no, but see, this is the issue. But thank you for calling 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Is that nobody could tell me, other than a progressive approach of giving everybody documentation, and I say in order to do that, you have to give a path to citizenship for it to work, what other things could be done other than that are realistic? This is Mario Solis Marich on AM 760. It's 46 minutes after the hour.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Drive around town's in decent shape, but I-70 might cause you a little bit of a delay, especially around the elevated portion right by the Stock Show. There's some flashing signs reminding people about where to park. And, of course, there's going to be the Stock Show parade in downtown today. So keep that in mind. I-70 could be a little slow. And, of course, downtown Denver, slow not only with the Stock Show parade later at noon, but also with the inaugural activities with Governor Ritter. And south of town, we do have backups across Castle Rock, all due to an accident just north of Founders blocking that left lane. But we understand a tow truck is there. It's just about out of there, so that'll be improving. Weather forecast, as soon as we get the clouds and fog out of the way, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 40s. Clear tonight, low 21. Sunny and 55 tomorrow, but winter comes back Thursday. Right now it's 25 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't leave your holiday memories sitting in the camera. Right now you can get prints for just 15 cents each at King Supers. Log on to...
Start your new year off in a new light. Enlightened Studios in Boulder is moving, and all displays are now on sale. Add some sparkle and update your style with display bargains from 20 to 40. Off. Purchase additional stock or special orders to go with your displays at 20% off. Help Enlightened Studios in Boulder move to their new location by taking advantage of their moving sale going on now. Hurry in for a great selection of display lighting to brighten your new year. A unique lighting store located at 1990 8th Street in Boulder. For now, call them at 303-449.
Hold on, Juan. There's a further touch of rakish ne'er-do-wellism to the proceedings. That's all on the next Franken.
This morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The new Democratic Congress brings hope for the return of democracy, but they must keep working to get out of Iraq, stop genocide in Darfur, promote energy independence, and end the influence of big money in elections. Learn how you can help achieve these goals at Be the Change USA's conference this Saturday in Golden at the Manning School. It starts at 1 p.m. with panels, food, entertainment, and great speakers including Mike Miles, Pat Walk, and Ken Gordon. For details and registration, go online to btc-usa.org.
By using 80 Kessler's creative real estate methods, we bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money.
Call right now, and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. Call 800-508-5895. 800-508-5895. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-508-5895.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Hey, Buffs fans, join the University of Colorado men's basketball team at the Coors Event Center in Boulder for Big 12 Conference action on Saturday, January 13th. The Young Buffaloes will face the nationally ranked Texas A&M Aggies at 5 p.m. Tickets for this exciting Big 12 Conference showdown can be purchased on the web at cubuffs.com by calling 303-49-BUFFS or go to all Tickets West locations at all King Superstores. The University of Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Marich. It's 50 minutes after the hour right here on AM 760. I'm sitting in for Jay. Thank you, Jay, for giving me the privilege to do that. Be here for a few more minutes and still taking your calls up until the end, 303 713-7600. This has been, hey, by the way, John, if I get all excited at the end and I forget to say this, I really have enjoyed working with you. You're a blast.
You are too, man. I hope we have you back sometime real soon.
I'm always available for this. And listen, next time I go to out there, you got to show me some of the watering holes in Denver. You know,
We could grab a beer or whatever, you know, if you drink. I don't even know if you drink, you know, but in case you do. You could have, if you don't, you could have coffee while I drink. All right, we're taking your calls. We're talking about any issue you want to talk about. Jim from Aurora, what's up? You're on AM 760.
Well, first of all, I wanted to let you know I do like listening to Progressive Talk.
Great.
I think it's probably the most neutral radio station there is, 760, you know, as far as getting the word out about what's going on in this country and even the world, as far as that goes. But what I called about, see, first of all, I'm a moderate.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also a Christian.
Uh-huh.
And I do read the Bible whenever I get a chance.
Okay.
And I don't know if anybody else has ever entertained the idea that the president might be the person that Daniel talks about in chapter 11, the king who exalts himself. I don't know if you've ever read it.
Well, I'm a very spiritual person myself. Without going into my background, I certainly have read that. Let me put it that way. I've definitely read that. And he definitely, let me put it this way. If it's, you know, I when I read that story, and we may differ on this, I read it more as a lesson of you know, how not to be, you know, and any of us could be that. Could be somebody who exalts themselves above the very laws of nature in their mind.
Right.
But the reality is that gravity exists and that, you know, and that eventually those guys fall.
Right, but it is supposed to be prophecy.
Well, I mean, according to you, and I know some people agree with you, some people don't. But certainly I'm familiar with the story, Jim.
Okay. Because actually the whole the Old Testament is full of, or Daniel in particular,
right,
is full of prophecy. And
no, let me tell you. I mean, and thank you for your call at 303-713-7600. It is certainly, we certainly have a president right now that fits the description of a king that exalts themselves over the very laws of nature or you know, becomes a god within their own head. But, and I believe, you know, we have some CEOs running around L.A. that and in Colorado that think the same thing. I mean, I think it's, unfortunately, it's a, you know, some people fall into that trap, and super unfortunately, this one's a president. Preston in Denver, what's up? You're on AM 760, Preston.
Hey, Mario. I stream your show on the weekend sometimes. And
oh, thank
it.
You.
You bet. You bet.
You know, I get a lot of emails from Denver. I was saying this on the show the other day. I get a lot of, I have like 40 or 50 folks from Denver that email me once in a while that stream the show.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm glad. I don't know how you guys found out about me, but thank you.
We can't call in, though. You've got to do
something about that.
Right,
you can't call in. It's a local 800. But go ahead, okay. Preston, what's up?
Well, there are several things we can do regarding immigration. I think groups like Borderlinks.org, they've been working on the issue for decades. They don't get the publicity of the Minutemen, but I think their approaches are a lot more sensible, and they include things like comprehensive trade policy reform.
Exactly, Preston.
And also a recognition of the harm. You know, Randy Rhodes yesterday was talking about state-sponsored terrorism, and I think the countries of Western civilization, not just the U.S., but Europe, have been oppressing the countries of the global South for centuries. And we need to recognize that. We need to deal with that. Just yesterday, we bombed Africa, killed a couple hundred people on scant evidence. You know, incidents
right.
like
and
that.
And we were after like four.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so whether it's Africans going to Europe or Latin Americans coming to this country and finding a way to survive, I say more power to them. Until we can get our own house in order and create some justice in this world, I say we should welcome those people.
Thank you, Preston, very much for your call, and really, thank you for streaming me on the weekends. I appreciate that, and I know that there's a few people, I don't know if they know I'm on here today, but I do get people streaming me from Colorado, and you know, and your emails mean a lot to me. Brad, you're on AM 760 with Mario. What's up?
Yeah,
I'd just like to make the comment that, you know, I guess the immigration problem is just the wrong way to even frame the issue. And I guess I kind of believe more the previous caller that it's more like an economic problem. That, you know, I mean, you, like you were saying that, you know, you believe this country to be the land of opportunity, but that really depends on, you know, the country. I mean, if you're in Mexico or some of the Latin American countries that have had IMF economic prescriptions pushed on them and, you know, and NAFTA, then, yeah, the U.S. is a land of opportunity, but if you're living, say, in Northern Europe, then you're not necessarily... It's, you know, I mean, actually,
right.
I mean, in fact, in Denmark, I guess it was an OECD study that found that there was more income mobility in Denmark and Sweden and countries that were more social democracies, you know, and such, you know, then the United States doesn't appear to be, you know, the land of opportunity. We don't have Danes and Swedes coming over to find, you know, high-paying jobs because they're...
That's true. That's a very good
like
point.
$10 an hour.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely about geography as well. It's definitely about, right.
I mean, you know, like the poverty rates are a lot lower than the United States also.
Right.
So that also speaks to the, you know, the problem. So, it's, I mean, you know, so in other words, we've got failed economic policies. Instead of addressing those, we frame the argument as one of being immigration. You know, we have a problem with immigration when the problem is we've got a problem with the way, you know, we conduct our business with other countries.
Yeah. And by the way, thank you for your call. We have... In so many ways, you know, we've lost our real easily accessible middle class jobs. I mean, we're losing our manufacturing base, and that was always a way that people could, you know, earn their way into the middle class. And it's been dramatic, and it's had an impact. Listen, this is Mario. It's been a blast being with you. Hopefully we'll see each other again. Mario Solis Marich on AM 760. It is 10 o'clock.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough. It's time to fight back. Call now for free information that'll arm you with the secrets to fighting back. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now for free information that exposes the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality.